Sophie and Anthony. All owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Get your balls out. Clap your ass up. Get your penis. It's today.
That could be the gayest thing I've ever heard.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Hi, Michelle. You want to play Hi, Mom?
Yes, I do.
All right. I hear you want to play Hi, Mom. I'm in porno.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, where's your mom live?
Montana.
Well, what are you doing in Boston?
I'm a nanny.
You're a nanny. Cool.
Yes.
Maybe you could tell your mom you lost your job as a nanny and you had to make ends meet, so you jumped into porno.
Okay.
All right. I got your mom's number. I'm giving it a call right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Nutrition Center.
Hi. Can I speak to Jean, please?
Is this Michelle?
Yes, it is. It's important.
Okay. Hold on, hon.
Uh-huh.
Now play it up. Say you lost your job. You had no other choice.
Okay.
You were all alone.
Hello?
Mom?
Yes?
I have a problem. I lost my job.
Why?
Because I just wasn't doing it. I couldn't cope with it, you know.
I thought you said it was going great.
It was, but things just fell apart. I'm having really hard times, so I didn't tell you sooner because I was too scared to, but and now I got a different job, but I'm doing... I don't know how to tell you this.
What?
I'm doing porn movies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mom.
No.
What? It's
no.
It's too late.
No.
Mom.
No. You hold on.
Okay.
Oh my God. Holy Jesus! I think she believes you.
I'm shaking.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Where can I reach you?
I have, like, 3 days to get out of here, so
You don't do that.
What?
Don't do what you told me.
Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to get home?
You don't have money in the bank?
Well, yeah, but I kind of had to use some of it to get this rolling. I had to get an agent.
No, you don't. Where can I call you?
The same number, but, Mom.
What?
There's something else I have to tell
what?
You. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. This is just a joke. I'm on the radio.
Oh, my God.
It's a radio program.
Oh.
I just wanted to let you know that I love you.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about you. Mom.
You know, I think those things are so funny when they happen to other people. I mean, I would sit and listen to them all day long because they're so funny, but that, you killed me.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Mom.
We're really...
No, okay, I am going to kill you.
I love you.
You know, seeing these beautiful women here reminds me of the very first love of my life. Okay.
My mother.
Not your mother. All right, I'm going to sing about her.
All right.
I dug her from
smell. But if loving a corpse is a sin, I'll see you in hell. I love you.
Stephen Lynch, everyone. Man, we haven't played that one in a while.
No.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show!
Hello. Hello, greetings.
We have a couple phone numbers for you. If you're in the New York area, 877-692-1027. The national number, 866. Let me try that again. 866-277-4. Wow. Speaking of wow, Anthony, I got to tell you something really fast here. I've been commuting on the train for the last, year and a half. I don't really drive into work much anymore.
No, you don't.
And I drove in today. Holy S's, there are a ton of wow signs all over the place.
Oh, you're seeing them now. So you don't see that on the train, do you?
Not at all.
Right.
Un-effing believable, the wow support we got in the New York area.
Yeah. I drive in every day and I see it. And I'm amazed at the amount of wows out there.
I've been out of touch, but I drove in today, a rare occasion, and I saw wow everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Cars, trucks.
So I just want to thank everyone that is supporting the show with the WOW bumper sticker. I saw homemade WOW signs. I saw the WOW written in the dirt on the back of trucks.
Everyone loves WOW because you might see some boobage.
For the new cities, don't be stupid. Get WOW in your car.
Yeah.
It does two things. Gives you the chance to see boobs when you least expect it while you're driving around in hell, stuck in rush hour and all that crap. And also, it's a great way to support the Opie and Anthony show.
Sure.
But thank you to all the people that I saw with WOW bumper stickers and WOW signs today. It was just amazing. All right. Big Kev is in the studio. We're walking down the hall, and he shows us this awesome thing that he framed. It's a WOW T-shirt.
Signed by a celebrity.
Signed by a celebrity. And
with a picture of the celebrity holding the shirt that is signed.
Right.
Nice 8x10. She's got a huge smile on her face. Very happy.
It's Cindy Williams.
Yes.
Yes.
Might remember her as Shirley Feeney from Laverne and Shirley.
Unfortunately for Rochester.
They were late.
They were late on this one. They didn't get to hear the bit, but we'll have to play it again just for them and some other new markets that are going to be with us in the very near future, Anthony.
Yes.
In the very near future.
Right.
But
all kinds of new cities.
Yeah, we started a new bit on the show called Has Been Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the first guest on Has Been Corner was Cindy Williams. And it was just flat out brutal.
Yeah, she was not happy.
Brutal radio.
She was very upset that we would blindside her with booking her as a guest on this program and then putting her on something called Has Been Corner.
Has Been Corner. Yeah. And she was a good sport, but barely.
She wasn't a good sport.
She was a good sport.
The only good sport she was is that she didn't just hang up. And I don't know why. Because she was that pissed.
And that's why I think she was a good sport.
No, I think that was trying to hold up the image of Shirley Feeney, you know, instead of hanging up all angry and then people going, oh, it's Shirley Feeney. She doesn't have a sense of humor. She's quite a bitch.
Right.
You go, oh, my God, I can't believe those a-holes put her through that crap. Makes her look better.
All right, well.
She was pissed.
She was pretty pissed, and it's cringe radio at its best. And for Rochester and for anyone else that didn't hear the bit, we'll play it again. Maybe when we go on vacation or something. But Big Kev went to the show that she was appearing at, the Has Been show, because wasn't like Lindsay Wagner there, Big Kev?
Yes, Lindsay Wagner and many, many other big, big celebrities.
Really?
Yes.
Who was sitting at the table with Cindy Williams?
I can't remember his name, but he played Otho in Beetlejuice, and he's also the big orangutan in the new Planet of the Apes.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes.
How about that?
And many other big, big celebrities.
No, wow. No, Kevin, name some of the has-beens that were there. You had the Bionic Woman. You had Cindy Williams.
It's one of those things where I can name who they played, but not really who they are.
All right. Well, okay. Who did they play?
They had a lot of Planet of the Apes people there. Like
original or?
Yes, original.
Original Planet of the Apes.
Oh, people. We were supposed to get the original Nova.
Nova.
Yes, she was there.
She was there? How's she looking these days? Hubba hubba.
Time not a kind thing.
Right.
Also, there was the short person that played Lucius, the nephew, in the original movie.
The one that Chuck Heston turned to and said, the only people that wear beards where I come from are teenagers.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy.
And the jailer ape who had the fire hose.
Oh, the fire hose scene in the original one.
That one.
Shut up, you freak! That guy.
And Soupy Sales was also there.
Oh, my God.
Hawking his wares.
What wares does Soupy have to hawk?
I believe he has some videotapes and...
Oh, great. Of the original Soupy Sales show?
Some items he can autograph personally for you.
And cut piano wires.
That old gag.
Great. So you went up to Cindy Williams, Big Kev?
Yes, went up
with the Fine Wow t-shirt there. Right.
Well, actually, I was behind a bunch of super fans who were, screaming and squealing. Oh, Cindy Williams! Oh, I'm such a big fan of the show!
Yang Yang Party!
Yeah, exactly. And so once I got through those people and I got up there, she goes, "Hi, how are you?" She's very happy and cordial.
Of course she is.
Or so it would seem.
Oh.
And then I said, "Will you sign a T-shirt?" And she goes, "Sure, I'll sign a T-shirt." And I
said, probably expecting a Schlemiel Schlemazel Hassan Pfeffer Incorporated shirt.
And right there is her price list, and it's $20 for your item. And she has a bunch of stills that you can collect.
Now I don't feel bad anymore. Hold the phone a moment, please.
I don't feel bad anymore.
You walk up to Cindy Williams. She's sitting at the table.
Yes.
There's a price list.
It's black and white stills are $15 signed. Color stills were $20 signed, I believe. And your item, $20 signed.
Oh. It cost you $20 for her to sign that.
No.
No.
No, because when I walked up and I said, will you sign a T-shirt? She said, yeah, sure. And I took out the T-shirt and both her and her publicist who was sitting next to her faces went down quite a bit. And the publicist started, I knew one of you guys was going to come. I knew it. I knew it. You're Rick. Are you Rick? I'm like, yes, I'm Rick.
Big Rick.
Yeah, Rick.
Rick gained a lot of weight in 3 days.
And
Big Rick.
So, and she begrudgingly, at first she was like, all right, I'll sign it. And she signed it, and she was very, you can tell she was kind of like, oh, okay, I just have to do this.
Right.
And she signed it, and I said, oh, is it okay if I take a picture? And she goes, yeah, okay. And then she held the T-shirt up, and all of a sudden,
she was acting. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we got to get a picture of this framed thing on the website.
I gave this picture to Scott to scan it.
Oh, cool.
Now, why didn't they charge you for that?
And actually, yeah, that's the end of the story. She turned to her publicist guy and says, don't charge him. Don't charge him anything. And so he gave me my money back.
I'm not taking your money. Your filthy Opie and Anthony money.
So what did Cindy Williams write on the shirt?
She wrote, love to Opie and Anthony. Your favorite has been Cindy Williams.
Hey, Derek, what's up?
Hey, I don't know. I went to the same show that Big Kev went to.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, I didn't even know about it if it wasn't for you guys having her on the show. So I go there, and I'm all starstruck. I mean, here's somebody I grew up with. So I go up to her, and I go, hi, Miss Williams. She goes, hi, how are you? What's your name? I told her. And I go, yeah, I heard about your appearance. And she's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, I heard on a radio show. I don't want to say which one. All of a sudden, she just looks at me, and she goes, Opie and Anthony. I said, yeah, that would be it. And he's right. It was like $15. I got a picture signed by her, and it was like $15.
$15?
And then the publicist, my God, he was so old. I think he went to high school with Jesus.
Oh, that old gag.
Really? Old publicist?
I kid you not. He's just sitting there taking pictures, and everyone was all cheesy and everything. It was...
That's funny. All right, Dirk, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well, Dan from Hoboken wants to know if Psycho Mark was at the autograph table.
Hey, listen, I got the Cindy Williams queued up.
Oh, we do? Yeah, I guess we got to.
A couple minutes of it.
Well, I don't know. We'll let it ride. Maybe we'll.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play a couple minutes. Maybe the whole thing. We'll see how it goes. Okay. It is brand new for Rochester today. Yes, Rick.
I pick it up. I queued it up just where you pick her up on the phone.
Oh, what's the beginning of it?
It's all the setup part with Lewis Black and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Lewis Black was in studio, and we had Cindy Williams on hold, and we picked her up to play Has-Been Corner.
Yes.
She had no clue.
Wait, there we go.
Cindy Williams.
Hello.
Hi, it's Opie and Anthony.
Opie, Anthony,
and
how are you guys?
Very, very well today. Thank you, Cindy, and thanks for helping us out with Has-Been Corner.
My pleasure.
Great first guest we've ever had on this portion of our program, Cindy.
Yeah, did you just make that up, or did you steal it from Andy Kaufman?
Stole it from Andy Kaufman.
We even said we stole it from Andy Kaufman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you're a perfect celebrity to start Has-Been Corner with.
Well, thank you.
So what have you been up to, Cindy?
Nothing, as you know, because otherwise why would I be in Has-Been Corner?
Well, you were on Laverne and Shirley, obviously. You loved Shirley Feeney on Laverne and Shirley. And then after that, there was... what was that after that?
There was two kids.
Oh, the two kids got in the way?
Yeah.
That's going to be your excuse?
Well, do you resent them? Do you resent
totally.
Them for that?
Totally.
Because you were...
Totally, but not as much as I'm resenting you two right now.
No.
What? This is all fun, right?
Yeah, well, you'll be here one day.
We're not even...
Hey, we got to make it first.
Yeah, we got to make it first. But it's not our goal to make it, so that's okay.
Yeah.
So, Cindy, seriously, what have you been doing in the last 20
years? Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. So, like I said, Laverne and Shirley, then...
Nothing.
Really?
No, there must have been something else.
No, you're conducting the interview. Figure it out.
Like Laverne, she did some movies and stuff.
Right.
She didn't make the cut for Has-Been Corner because she's...
Well, she made some very... Do you talk to her anymore?
Sure, I talk to her all the time.
I don't think this is going well.
Lewis, do you...
No. I'm broken.
Lewis, what's wrong, man? What's wrong?
Help us out.
How am I going to help? What
Cindy,
am I going to do?
Cindy Williams.
All right, Cindy. I think we got off on the wrong foot here. So what are you promoting today, Miss Williams?
Nothing, really. Nothing that I want to tell you two about.
You sure?
Yeah.
You all right?
Oh, I'm fine.
You're not going to cry, are you? This was just supposed to be fun.
And it's a barrel of laughs.
You're gonna hurt my feelings if you hang up crying and stuff. I thought we were, you know, I thought this would be a fun thing to do.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't want you leaving crying or anything.
Okay.
So, American Graffiti. Oh, there you go.
That was before Laverne and Shirley, though.
Oh.
Yeah, way before.
All right. You weren't in the sitcom after Laverne and Shirley?
No.
Something on the WB or something?
Sort of.
Huh?
But nothing that would interest, you know, any of the listeners.
I think they'd be interested.
See, now I think we got off on the wrong foot, Opie. I don't think this works.
Yeah.
With the Has-Been Corner.
You know, Cindy, I must say I'm not feeling too good about myself right now.
Well, I'm not feeling too good about myself right now. I wonder why that would be.
I thought
she's... You're getting mad, Opie.
What I thought?
No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm just under fluorescent light, and you know, I just am tired. We'll just put it that way. But I'm very thankful that you let me be the first guest in your Has-Been Corner, and I really have nothing to promote, being the has-been that I am. And I'd like to thank you both very much, and I really should say goodbye.
You really?
Yeah.
Are
You're not going to be mad at her.
Yeah, because you shouldn't do this to people.
Do what? What?
You know, just surprise them like that. It's like, you know, going on the air, and it's just not nice.
Oh, Rick.
I wouldn't like you doing that to yourselves.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't...
You know, and no one did tell me that that was going to be the gist of this.
Well, that's Rick Delgado, our producer, who...
Well...
Ow, ow!
Who I think...
Okay. Okay, well, that's fine. I'm just not a real good sport today, that's all. And you hurt my feelings.
But
no.
You really hurt my feelings.
I love you, Laverne and Shirley.
Well, don't, you know, you don't need to ever, don't watch Laverne and Shirley.
I love you and Laverne and Shirley.
We love the Laverne and Shirley and the Squiggy and the whole gang, the Big Ragu, right?
The Big Ragu. This is a beloved character.
The other has-been?
Well, yeah, then we're going to have a has-been weekend, but that's for another day.
I'm sure everyone's just going to jump to participate.
Look, we'll never be on a sitcom as great as Laverne and Shirley. So you got that to take home with you today.
Well, I am home.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You don't want to promote that you're going to be at the Meadowlands Convention Center for the Super Mega Show?
No, but thank you very much for that.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to promote it at all?
Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there at the has-been table.
Oh.
Signing has-been autographs.
Why? Lindsay Wagner's going to be there as well?
Yes. You might want to call her.
You got her number?
No, I haven't.
All right. Hey, I like milk and Pepsi.
That wasn't me.
Oh.
It was milk and Pepsi.
Remember Laverne and Shirley? I thought that was Shirley, but Laverne used to drink milk and Pepsi all the time. And she wore the poodle skirt.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, I feel kind of uncomfortable right now. I'm overheating.
Boo Boo Kitty was you, right?
That's right.
See, Boo Boo Kitty. See, I'm a big fan of Laverne and Shirley. Watch it all the time.
That's great.
So we encourage all our listeners to go to the Meadowlands Convention Center for Super Mega Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yes, that's right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Cindy.
Okay. Thanks, fellas.
Bye. All right. There she goes.
Cindy
Williams.
Oh, my God. No,
Opie, don't look so proud of yourself.
I can't breathe.
Is that probably the most horrible thing?
It was like being frozen in an ice block and just hearing the words coming out really slowly like a dagger. And the undertone, boy, if you went into the what she was subliminally saying, you wouldn't be able to put it on the radio, would you? You know?
Look, maybe that didn't go as well as...
That was the most interesting thing. Outside of putting odd forms of things on a woman's patoot...
Maybe we should cancel that thing.
Maybe that was the first and last has-been corner you'll ever hear us doing here on the show.
Wow. And
maybe we ought to put it to a little vote with the listeners. We'll take maybe a few calls and see how it went with them.
Lenny, I got a vote. We'll move on with that unless you...
Lewis, you're sitting here with us. Perhaps it translated different over the air.
Yeah.
Oh, are you clinically insane?
Let's talk to Tom.
It comes through the ear. This is an earpiece. I heard it.
Let's talk to Tom. I don't think it was that bad. Tom?
Guys, that was bad. That's like seeing a dog hit by the car on the side of the highway. You pull out a black iron pipe and start to beat it.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I was wrong.
Well, okay, that's one way to look at it. Sure, sure.
Because that hurt. I was cringing, and I'm not in the industry at all.
So what you're saying is you didn't like the segment?
No, not at all.
And you would not like to see that ever again, right?
I would not like to hear it ever again.
All right. Well, there's one.
Well, let's see what Joe has to say. Joe, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Joe.
It's Phil.
Phil, what's up?
Yeah, listen, that was horrible, guys. Oh, my
All
God.
Right. Horrible.
I felt like that teacher's going to go slit her wrists.
All right, that was horrible.
Oh, my God.
After the Super Mega Show.
Hey, man, I'm not taking all the blame. When you said, well, Cindy Williams, you were in Laverne and Shirley, and then...
I couldn't offhand think of anything. I'm sure
did you have
done
to pause for 10 seconds while you thought about it?
Oh, I'm the guilty one now.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Boy, oh, boy. Whose idea was this?
What?
Yours?
Who do you think, Lewis?
I guess every so often I keep thinking, no, it can't be.
Who's the cruelest son of a bitch on the face of the earth?
It can't be Baby Evil, but it is Baby Evil.
Baby Evil. New name on the message board. Baby Evil.
Uncle John, what's going on?
Hey, guys. That went really well. I think she's sticking her head in the oven right about now.
Oh,
I'm
no.
breathing into a paper bag.
Oh, my God. I know. I couldn't breathe. I really couldn't breathe.
I couldn't breathe.
It felt very...
I kept looking, you know, as a comic, you know, there's that, the comedy is tension release. So there's a point where the tension rises. And we went into, like, overdrive with tension. And it was like you thought, you know, I'm racking my brain trying to go, well, you know, what can I, what can you possibly say?
We got sucked into a black hole, man.
Like, boy,
no way out at all.
Wow.
She swallowed us.
Lewis, yeah. Lewis, you are guilty by association. Don't try to distance yourself now.
Yeah. No, of course not. Yeah, I'm on the bus. Now I've slaughtered a woman in California.
I can't believe all those notes you were handing me to say.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, those notes, they really went over.
I think Byron has a positive vote for this. Right. Byron?
Byron.
Yeah, I thought that was about as funny as prostate cancer. It was like when you say something, you yell at your mom, and she starts to cry. That's what it sounded like.
Well, the show's not all about giggles and chuckles.
Oh, I still was laughing anyway.
Right. Oh, boy, that was like, what is that? You know, that was like behind the music. You know that one moment in time where the manager's looking and saying, and that's when he stuck the needle in his arm. Oh, son of a God. You know, and I was like, I'm watching you guys. Before we did the segment, I said it wasn't going to work. It was like watching you guys get into a big semi-truck, and there's a tiny rodent in the middle of the street. You're going, come on, let's get it. And I said, you know, maybe we should slow down. Squish. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable. But I got to say, in terms of reality programming, phenomenal. You said it, kid. I'll be laughs. Woo, boy. Boy, just screw you, Survivor.
That was really bad.
We did three guys get on a boat with her and take her right out in the middle of the ocean and go, hey, jump!
So that wasn't funny or anything?
No, don't get me wrong.
You just enter a pocket of delusion that is so extraordinary. What?
Delusion.
I wish to God. You know, I wish people could see your eyes when you just kind of glaze over, and it's like something from another planet starts talking to you. So that wasn't funny, I guess. Hello.
I blame my mom. All I wanted was for her to breastfeed me.
You're unbelievable. It is just unbelievable. I wish you guys had a country.
We're working on it.
We are.
It used to be called the United States of America, and we're spreading across it.
Yes.
All right, we better take a break.
Yeah, let's take a breath.
Yep, sorry.
I want to thank Andy Kaufman, wherever you are. I know you're still alive.
Hi, we're here. We're here under your skin, us two a-holes. Hello!
Opie and Anthony. Opie, Anthony. Opie, Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
I feel the pain you close inside. You lock me up inside your dirty cage. Well, I'm alone inside my mind. I'd like to teach you all the rules. I get to see them set in stone. I like it when you chain me to the bed. But then you see.
A little taste of Puddle of Mud, that's Control. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Our national number, 866-277-4. Wow, give us a call if you got anything for today. Tom, what's going on?
Not too much, man. I saw Planet of the Apes last night.
Oh, you went last night?
Oh, my God. First of all, that movie was horrible.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. What the hell? Where the hell did the horses come from?
Well, everyone's got a bunch of questions.
Yeah,
no answers to them.
We kind of trashed the movie for like an hour yesterday.
Yeah, I was listening to it. When I heard you guys trash it, I'm like, well, it can't be that bad. So, I mean, I figured I'd go see it, just see if you guys were right.
Yeah, I had high expectations for that movie, and I was disappointed.
To make matters even worse, I sat next to this 17-year-old punk whose cell phone kept on going off. I reached over and told him, yo, turn your goddamn phone off.
Yeah, I don't understand why we have to put up with that in the movie theaters.
It
amazes me.
I had a kid sitting behind me. You know, family comes in, brings a little kid with them, and you hear the kid like, Daddy, why don't you get me some candy? And you just know when the movie starts, it's going to be a nightmare. Just an effing nightmare. So I'm sitting through the trailer, same thing. Wait, what's that on the screen? What is that thing? So I'm like, all right, I'll give him even through the goddamn previews, I'll give him. But when this movie starts, if I hear one peep out, a little bastard, and the movie starts,
I want more of that stuff that I had before.
So I just do the slow turnaround, and I just look at the kid. I don't even look at his parents. I turn around and just stare the kid down.
I'm going to kill you.
And then I like turn back and look at the screen, and then you hear the parents like, you've got to be quiet, people, if you're watching movies.
How old was the kid?
Like, nice.
How old was the kid?
I had to be I don't know, five.
All right. You can do the voice again.
Maya, I don't want to go. Why don't you?
You sure it wasn't your ex-mother-in-law sitting behind you?
I got a glass of wine. Let me tell you, I need a box. I need a box of wine.
Big pains in the asses at the movie theater.
I went to a movie.
I want candy.
I went to a movie last year where the parents obviously didn't get a babysitter, so the kids were just running up and down the aisle.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They go running up and down the aisle,
and they let their little creatures just run around the theater. And they think it's cute. It's cute, right? Isn't it cute when they come to by the aisle and like stare at you and then run away and run back like you're playing a game, like you paid money to play with their effing little kid?
That's why I only go to the movie Sunday nights
with your blankie,
with my blanket, real late at night. Usually when the movie's been out about 2 months and it's ready to leave the theater. Got the theater to myself. Couldn't be happier.
Oh, Paul's asking why I didn't stare down people at Mission Impossible too, because they were older. Paul?
Yeah.
I'll answer why I didn't stare down the people when I went to go see Mission Impossible 2 and had to leave the movie theater, because there were about three Puerto Rican guys, and I wasn't about to pull any heroics with a bunch of faggot other white people in the theater that wouldn't turn around and do anything. We're such a bunch of pussies as the white race. We really are. We will sit there. I swear to God, there had to be 90% white people in this theater I went to go see Mission Impossible 2 at a while ago. And, you know, the rest are black and Puerto Rican. This Puerto Rican family comes in. Kids, women that just wouldn't shut up, and three Puerto Rican guys, and they are talking, and they're talking when the movie starts, and my girlfriend turned around and said to the girl, she goes, why don't you shut the F up? So I'm like, battle stations, general quarters, general quarters.
Now you're thinking, oh, I gotta fight.
Now I'm like, I gotta fight. And you know something? Everyone in that movie theater was pissed off. She was the only one that had balls enough to say anything. And not one person would back up anybody to try to shut these this family of Puerto Ricans up. Because we're just pussies. We're afraid. They'll pull out a knife and kill you. What is he doing on the phone? What was that?
I don't know. I hung up on him. Wait, maybe
it sounded like he was opening a can of parrots.
He's gone. I don't know.
What was that?
I was trying to listen to you, but that was really annoying.
I was trying to talk up here. Jesus.
Dan wants to know, please don't tell me Jerry from Survivor is going to be on today. She's been on every goddamn TV and radio show known to man in the last 2 days. No, I think
we made the blacklist.
We made the blacklist for the Jerry?
Yeah, I think we were the only ones on it, too.
Oh, that she wouldn't go to? Good.
Well, we had a pretty insane interview with Jerry after she got kicked off the island.
Yeah.
We saw her downstairs.
Downstairs, yeah.
Wait, are we going to tell her how beautiful and hot her pictures are? Get out of here.
They're average at best.
Gonna lie, you know, sure, yeah, okay, she's okay for a normal girl walking around.
Nothing wrong with seeing pictures of naked women ever.
Right.
But they're just okay as far as Playboy's standards go.
You're gonna be in Playboy, the bar's pretty high in Playboy, you know what I mean? You want Beaver Hunt, well, you know, go to Beaver Hunt.
And she was in the building. Was she on Ron and Fez today? I don't even know. But
hey.
She might have been. So she's in the lobby, and yeah. There's a whole bunch of us going to lunch. And I go, hey, Jerry from Survivor. And she turns and she goes, hey, guys. And then she walks a little further. I waited till she was far enough away because I am a puss. And I go, Jerry, Opie and Anthony. The look we got.
Oh,
she turned around and gave us a nice look.
Mm.
So,
twat.
Yeah, our interview didn't go too well with her.
Yeah.
All right, Ann, we got a lot of things to discuss today.
Yeah.
We have Sex for Sam. We should talk about that right away.
Sex for Sam. What a time we had last year with this little contest.
Sex for Sam 2 is going to happen this Friday. We're going to have Jim Cook from Sam Adams in the studio.
So the first version, so outrageous. One of our employees got fired for his participation in Sex for Sam last year, the first installment.
And if he wasn't such a dick, he'd be helping us out with Sex for Sam 2.
I want to get paid even though I'm not even involved. Just because Sex for Sam.
Right. So we're going to do...
I was the star.
We're going to do Sex for Sam 2 this coming Friday with Jim Cook.
Yeah.
How many couples do we need, Rick?
We can get as many as we can. I mean, it's really up to whoever scores the most points.
All right, we only have one trip this year.
One trip.
Last year we had a few extras, and I'm telling you right off the bat, we only have one. We'll have some good runner-up prizes, though, I'm sure, okay?
Maybe when Jim's in, he can boost it. Who knows?
Maybe. We don't.
I would hope so.
I think we need four couples, because if you remember last year, Ben's couple
didn't
get anything going, and it was a complete drag. Checking in with Ben all afternoon because they were just hanging.
How was it? It was great.
Well, it was.
Ben's couple couldn't do anything.
I had the best time of the day. I sat in the All Star Cafe and got hammered.
Got hammered with his couple that did nothing.
Right. The guy could not get the job done.
But if you remember, we were off to the Flying Star. We were the first ones out of location. We were at the ATM downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And the guy couldn't do anything.
And he couldn't do anything. And we were like, is this what's going to happen? But then the second couple we checked in with were going like rabbits.
They were going like rabbits. But I remember you guys were in the back of the cab, too.
We were first to call. I remember because we were the first ones to call in both times. Yeah. Everyone else was running to the
Make a long story short, it lasted 2.5 hours, and Ben's couple didn't have sex not even one time.
The whole gist of the game, we get couples. They go around Manhattan with a list of landmarks here in New York City. And they have to have sex at those landmarks. And it's got to be confirmed by a spotter, a neutral spotter that we send with them. So they have to start having sex. The spotter looks, has a cell phone.
Has to confirm that sex is going on.
And says, all right, I'm looking at sex right now in Tiffany's.
Right. And then
we
keep track of the totals. And the couple with the most points will get a fine trip to Boston.
There's sex going on right now in the upper deck of the double-decker buses, sightseeing buses.
Right.
Things like that.
We had some great sights last year.
Any theme restaurant like the Hard Rock or... any of those?
Planet Hollywood.
St. Patrick's Cathedral was...
off limits.
Was all of a sudden ruled off limits just as we headed out the doors?
Yeah.
By who, though?
I think management.
By management?
Screw management.
Times Square we had on the list.
Times Square, Central Park.
Live TV.
Right in front of a hot dog vendor.
Right. Live TV, a couple did it in the background of TRL.
Yep. Well,
nobody could see it.
No one could really see it except for the spotter. Spotter knew what was going on.
Rockefeller Center.
Hotel, top of building.
Top of the building.
Next to a homeless guy, next to a hot dog vendor.
Wasn't it a dressing room in Tiffany's?
Might have been.
No, it was like the back. There was one stairway. There was one couple that did it right next to the display cases. Because then one couple had the lady with the easy access.
Yeah.
It was the two-point conversion.
And the two-point conversion for the back door action.
Right.
So if they decided to do that instead of the normal way, they got two extra points. Each location, like Central Park, had, I believe it was...
A couple of points,
because it's a big area, you could go behind a tree, but somewhere that was really tricky, like...
Tiffany's.
That was worth a few more points.
And then the
extra conversion for the back door, 2 points. Points were being rung up very quickly in this game. And then, of course, it ended with sex on Ken Stevens' couch, our general manager, in his office. Psycho Mark, who was spotting... brought his couple in there, And even though he was told by Jeremy, the PD, his boss, not to do it, Psycho Mark gave the word, and the couple started having backdoor action on Ken Stevens' couch, which is still in his office.
It's a glass office. Everyone was checking it out.
Which led to the firing of Psycho Mark last year.
Right. Balloon Not Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Any way that you control for couples to get the four best, you know, like have them come in and show what they can do leading up to Sex for Sam?
Well, you know, we only have four spots for the contest. Yeah. I'm a little nervous. We need four fun couples like we had last year.
Right. Guys, I have one other idea for maybe a new type of conversion.
Yeah.
The 30-second rusty trombone confirmed.
Oh, God.
3 or 4 points.
You know, the 2-second rusty trombone would be huge for a 5-point conversion. We might have to go for that. That is really funny, a rusty trombone.
It has to be confirmed and has to be a certain amount of time for that amount of points, guys.
Two tugs.
See you later.
Two tugs on the trombone. Would that be hysterical to look over and see a chick doing that?
We should have some type of tryout. I'm telling you.
Like what?
I don't know, but I don't want, you know
Ken Stevens' couch?
You know how it goes with this radio show at times?
Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of people sign up and then they chicken out. You know, we're going to look kind of foolish on Friday if we don't get four really good couples for the contest. Joe, what's up?
How you guys doing? I wanted to sign up for this here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got my wife's on board with it. You know, she said she wants to get away and she'd do just about anything. Now's a chance to prove it, right?
Have you asked your wife?
I have not asked her yet, but she's in for it. I know she'll be in for it.
Nope.
You know, we have to have both of the couple on the phone.
Yeah, we got to talk to you guys.
We need the guy and the girl.
It's a great trip. The couples had a great, great time last year in Boston. Who's playing this year? It's because it's a concert with the Foo Fighters?
It's a private concert with the Foo Fighters at the Fleet Pavilion.
And plus you hang out at the brewery all day.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's going to be at the brewery.
You get hammered on Sam Adams. And last year we smoked some pot out of his hookah that he was passing around to the stations. Jim Cook, very proud. He's like, this is a hookah. Put some of my hops in and smoke them. So we're like smoking these hops, and it tasted like pot, and it gave you this slight
buzz
that you would get from anything that you smoked, just from inhaling smoke. So Psycho Mark, that wasn't good enough for him. So he pulls out some weed out of his pocket and packs the hookah bowl, and everyone's smoking pot.
And everyone's like, wow, this is just like pot.
Just like pot. And then Jim Cook comes over and goes, oh, there's a station over there that needs it. So he took the hookah away, and the bowl was packed with weed. And he's taking it around to his stations. Isn't it great when you could smoke hops?
Yeah, Jim, this is fantastic. Yeah, we were broadcasting with a bunch of other stations. And
yeah.
And all the other stations were getting pretty damn high. And then they confiscated the hookah, and the rest is history.
And then remember I took my couple over to Jim Cook, and he's doing an interview with another station, a Philly station?
One of those soft jazz stations. Like
it was
The Breeze.
It was one of the Sex for Sam couples, and we asked them to have some of that fine sex in the broadcast tent.
While Jim Cook's doing interviews.
So right in front of Jim Cook, while he's on the air with somebody, they start going at it.
Jim throws off his headphones and starts laughing and screaming and pointing at the couple. Right in the middle of his interview.
Glenn, what's up?
Yo, what's up? I'm here with my friend. We're at work right now. It's kind of slow. We both want to, with our girlfriends, obviously, participate in the contest.
Yeah.
The only thing is we're under 21, and we're curious if you need to be over 21 because of the prize.
Yeah, over 21, man.
Oh, that sucks.
Sorry.
Sorry, man.
All right, dude. Thanks a lot.
If anyone has any suggestions, because we really got to figure out how to pick four great couples, because I think we lucked out last year.
You know something? I think any couples that would be up for this challenge are good couples. Like, you wouldn't do it if you weren't ready, willing, and able.
All right, so we got to get you and the girl you're going to do this with.
Yeah, get both of you on the phone.
Do we dare get brave and get a gay couple this year?
Oh, my God. And how does that affect the conversion?
I don't know.
Look at Stinky is waving it off. No.
Stinky has waved it off. Waved it off.
Gay Marco could be the spotter.
I've never seen Stinky run in so fast because Stinky's going to be one of the spotters.
He's afraid to get stuck with them.
I was bad enough watching that damn videotape Steve brought in today. You sick bastard. Steve is the connoisseur of pornography. Steve C. runs FoundryMusic.com. He brings in videotapes. I mean, you can mention an obscure porno movie from any time, and he'll go, oh, I got that one. It's in shoebox 693. He's got them all categorized at home. So he brings in this one. What is the latest one called that you brought in?
I think that's called The Ass Artist.
The Ass Artist. It was The Ass Artist,
I saw, yeah.
Let's just say it involves one woman, enema bags, and lots of paint. And she applies the paint to the wall with a thrust that you only see at a fighter jet.
Like a horror movie.
Yeah, and her the back door it has been so abused that it doesn't even look real.
I don't know if that's abuse or if that's a congenital birth defect, but that is
It looks
just,
like she's pushing too
but
hard.
But that's a talent. It really is. It's something that needs to be exploited in videotape.
That's a talent, my friend.
Well, here's what it looks like.
It looks like she sat down on a donut, got up, and the donut stuck. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's just all out.
Steve, what does your chick think of all the porn?
We saw the closet that holds the porn. It was amazing.
She's just pissed off that she can't put her clothes away.
Yeah.
Because there's bins and bins of pornography.
Well, you got a small space and not much closet space, right. And one of the closets is being taken over
by
his porno
collection.
Well,
that's why I bring it in. I want to share, and I get made fun of. Well,
you ought to listen to Bill Hicks, because he's got a great bit about that. When you die, if you die unexpectedly, and your parents go over the house to get your stuff and the sensitive things. Oh, what's in this shoebox over here?
Oh, my mother knows about it. My mother knows about all this stuff. She's fine with it. My father borrows pornography from me. Sometimes.
I would love
that is sick, my friend.
I would love to talk to your mom about the porno collection.
She doesn't care. She's so aloof about the whole thing. I'm
really
covered with tattoos. I've been locked up for riding on a voyeur bus. At this point, pornography is like the low end of the totem pole.
Yeah, at least you're home.
Yeah, exactly.
Doug from Springfield.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
are you guys gonna pussy out again when a band doesn't want to stop playing like last year?
What do you mean?
Rick went up there. He didn't say nothing to the guys. That's when you kept saying, well, we wish Psycho Mark was here. Psycho Mark would have went right over there.
When the band was playing
somebody
and they were
went
too
down,
loud.
I remember.
Hold on, Doug. We got in a big fight with that band last year.
I got on the megaphone and asked them if they were done yet.
Yeah, but they kept playing, though.
Yeah, but that continued after our Friday broadcast. That started on Thursday. It continued after you guys left on Thursday
night.
You
got to explain for everyone. The brewery wasn't set up quite right. We had... Our broadcast center was pretty much right near the stage, so if a band got on the stage, you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, they would blast, and it would go through the mics, and it was really hard to talk. They finally gave us a really nice area to broadcast from, kind of away from everything.
I wonder why they did that.
That was pretty good, because we had started yelling at the band to just shut up. It was some just cover band or some
horrible,
lousy band, and they thought, you know, this was their big break. And we yelled at him. We got in a fight with him. Yeah, they were taken care of, Doug.
Okay.
All right, Doug.
There you guys.
All right, we have to take a break, Anthony. But Sex for Sam is on. It's happening this Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have spotting.
Yeah.
I think we're sending Ben out again and Rick out and Stinky and maybe Jim Norton if he's around.
That was when Stinky really made his bones here on the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah.
Remember that? Last year we were like, wow, Stinky, you did a great job.
He did a very good job last year.
And now look at him.
He was just like,
thank you.
Now he's like Mr. Smartass in the office.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love it.
Cleveland checking in. Barb, what's up?
I have a question about the contest.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have to finish at each location?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay,
you
so
just
you
need...
Just like
confirmed stuff going on. That's it.
Yeah, we got to be careful how we explain it. But you understand the definition of sex, right?
Yes, I just wasn't sure if you had to finish at each location or not.
No, my God, that's insane. I don't know any guy that could do it over and over again.
That's crazy. You'd be dehydrated.
Right.
Well, when you were saying you needed, like, special people and people that are really fun, I was thinking, I was like, wow, you really have to, like...
No, the spotter just has to look.
Like, repeatedly.
No, the spotters get together, and they all agree on a definition of sex. And then the couples have to do it for that long, and then that's it. It's just brave enough to, you know, to start the process in the middle of, like, Tiffany's or one of these theme restaurants.
Very strategic as far as clothing goes, you know, as far as what the guy's wearing, the girl's wearing, and maybe even your diet that day, you know, because we had some people that were using stuff like Stacker 2 and whatnot.
Barb, let me tell you something. The two-point conversion last year was amazing. There was a couple couples that had no problem.
Oh, my God. She wasn't sitting down on the plane going to Boston.
Definitely not.
Every stop was at the conversion. Remember that couple?
Yeah.
Every single stop, they would do the conversion.
You know what we should do? I don't know if Rick could get this. We should get just a little taste of audio from last year's contest.
Don't say taste.
Yeah, true.
All right.
So people can, you know, see
what it's all about?
Yeah. All right, Barb. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
All right. All right, we have to take a break. Ben's
Barb
freaking
from
out.
Cleveland. That was nice.
Well, you do freak out.
Because I want to keep us on track.
We're on track.
Thank God for you, Ben.
Ben rocks. So we'll get some audio, hopefully, from Sex for Sam from last year. We got to sign up the couples for this year's contest. It's going to happen Friday. Mm-hmm. Need fun couples that have no problem having sex in public, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. All right? On the way, we got to talk about Tyson. Women getting touched at massage parlors.
Disgusting hotel rooms.
More audio on President Clinton in Harlem.
Yeah.
Lots to do today. It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
You guys have deteriorated to beyond belief right now.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Thank you.
Opie and Anthony, serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. What's wrong, Anthony?
Let's see. Cruz Kidman divorce near final.
There you go.
Six months after filing divorce papers. They're on the fast track to the end of their 10-year marriage.
How long were you married, Anthony?
Just short of 10 years.
10 years, and I'm sure you had just as much stuff as Nicole and Tom.
Oh yeah,
to divvy up.
And there are kids involved in this.
They got
Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman money, and real estate,
plus probably 5 or 6 houses.
Houses.
You don't have one house. You don't have any kids.
6 months.
How long is your divorce up to?
Oh, we're still rocking into it 2.5 years later. Sons of bitches.
Keep making me money, Anthony. Keep making me money.
Do you even know when you're going to court next?
Nope. Not a clue. Not a clue. Don't know. Don't know. I just let it sit. 6 months. Cruz and Kidman, divorce. Nice. That's nice.
I'll keep this going forever.
Boston Herald wants to say hi.
Oh, hey, here we go.
It's me.
Laura?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Laura.
Do we know a Laura?
Yes.
She's angry.
How do we know a Laura from the Boston Herald? Laura.
Oh, Opie knows Laura.
Laura.
That is Opie. Why are you calling us, Laura?
I'm calling you because the word is that WBCN is this close,
this close.
How close are you holding your fingers together right now?
Huh?
How close are you holding your fingers together right now?
Really close.
Oh, you better move them a little further apart than that.
Yeah.
All right. Word on the street?
Yes.
Did you go to the shoeshine guy and pay him some money and he told you?
No.
You know how that works in the movies?
Yeah.
Word on the street.
It wasn't the guy.
I'll bite. What's the word on the street?
I'll bite.
I never bite.
All right. Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at you.
So what?
Word on the street is that by September 1, you guys are on WBCN in Boston.
Wow,
look at you. You're a crack reporter.
Woo! Any new word on that Watergate thing?
Gossip.
We said a long time ago that BCN has 90 days to put us on their airwaves.
Yeah.
From June 1st. So that would make July. Oh, look at you. September 1st.
Wow. You did some reporting there. You did some investigative reporting.
Well, you know. That's what I do.
Yeah, we did say that we would be on.
Mrs. Drudge on the phone. You're good.
But we said we would be on in Boston by September 1st,
right,
regardless of if it's on BCN or somewhere else.
Right. That's, I remember that.
Right.
I believe I wrote that.
Oh. So what did your sources say?
Sources say that the announcement is coming down shortly.
That's what the cards say. Call me now.
That's what they're saying.
Are we the talk of Boston radio right now?
Well, it's summer. We got to talk about something.
What happened to your radio show?
We got canceled. They wanted Laura Ingraham.
Ah.
Imus in a leather skirt.
Yeah, I've done that before. I love my big fat cowboy hat, my bandana, and now I'm going to start wearing a leather skirt. Shut up, Bernard, you jerk.
Laura, how did you get canceled? Your show was only 2 hours long.
They wanted Laura Ingraham. They wanted politics. They wanted issues. They didn't want to talk about sex toys. They didn't know what to do with us.
You don't pick up a newspaper. You couldn't comment on Condit or something?
Yeah, I mean, we used to talk about issues, but no, they didn't want us to talk about, they wanted Laura Ingraham, you know, she's a big name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Laura Ingraham?
Exactly.
Oh.
Hope she's
Look at you holding a grudge. At least you got your little inside track thing.
So when will you be back on Boston Airwaves? My sources say by September 1st.
Well, hopefully we'll either follow you.
Are you going to be writing another little story about Opie and Anthony?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is the story going to say?
When last we left New York shock jocks, Opie and Anthony, they were whining that WBCN were dragging their feet.
Okay, a little whine.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it?
What's the story? Come on. Help me out here.
And then what?
Do you want to go on BCN?
We would love to be on BCN.
Who wouldn't love to be on BCN?
Here's a quote. We would love to be on WBCN.
Okay.
What a fine, fine radio station that is.
There you go.
How's that?
That sucks.
I know.
That's not you.
Sucks.
That's not you.
It sucks.
All right. Do you have anything to say about this?
Oh, look at her. Right to the point. I'm busy.
I'm busy.
You're not busy. You don't got to prep for a show or nothing.
She's got a deadline.
I got a deadline.
What's your deadline today?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Uh-huh. All right. Let us think about a quote we need to tell you.
Okay.
Let's think, Opie. A good quote, what's going on? Her sources say by September 1st we will be on BCN.
Yeah.
Oh, let me think.
I would have to say that her sources are wrong.
Oh.
Oh, Opie, is that a quote? Is that on the record? As we broadcast it all over.
Sources are wrong,
Laura.
That you will be on before September 1st?
I just said sources are wrong.
There's no further comment, Laura. Get those cameras out of my face. Oh, sorry. I thought I was Gary Condit.
Do you know that he was in Return of the Killer Tomatoes?
Stop it.
Gary Condit was in Return of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Man.
He was a pizza parlor guy.
Yeah, no joke?
No joke. Read it in tomorrow's Inside Track.
But who cares? Did anyone see that movie?
Evidently, it's a classic. It's better than the first.
Wasn't George Clooney in one of those?
He was. He was in that one.
I like the first one. I never saw the second one.
Oh, yeah. The second one's better.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So your sources are wrong.
All right.
How's that? Was that good? That'll keep them guessing.
So you're not going to be on the air in Boston on September 1st.
On September 1st?
By September 1st.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Get those cameras out of my face.
No comment. I'm tired of this line of questioning.
I take the fifth.
You're badgering the witness.
All right. So you have nothing more to report on this?
That'd be great to hit him with a badger. Psych gag.
We have to do our radio show now.
I know. Yeah. So can... Is this it?
No comment.
No comment. No further comment.
All right.
We're on a wait-and-see basis along with you.
Uh-huh.
You know we're going to kick ass when we get up there, though, right?
No, we can't wait.
All right, good.
Hell yeah.
Because we miss you, because it's boring here.
Yeah, you wait. You wait till Menino freaks the F out. Right. Oh, my God.
That's going to be fabulous. That's worth the price of admission right there.
I can't believe it. The big dig's almost done, and now I got this to worry about.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Wait, we have a quote for you.
What?
Opie and Anthony look forward to destroying WAAF.
Ooh.
Oh, she's typing. Yep. I think you hit a nerve with that one, Opie.
We look forward to destroying the radio station we built up.
Along with the world. I just figured I'd top them with the destroying of the world thing.
I like it.
There are people that are going to lose a lot of sleep when we come back to Boston.
Really?
We look forward to dismantling that place brick by brick.
Right up until they throw us out of the Commonwealth again.
By the way, look for us on Jay Leno in the very near future.
Oh!
When?
Well, we got to go. Bye, Laura.
Oh, you left her hanging. Our next guest on the show this evening is going to be radio personalities Opie and Anthony making their way out. Let's give them a big welcome.
Who? Who? Is it true Jay Leno's people really called us today?
Very true. The Tonight Show, Jay Leno
the
people?
Tonight Show.
Or Jay Leno, the guy that lives down the street?
Not the cable access
show.
Jay Leno that does a show like in the middle of the night on a station no one gets. On
J.M. Leno or something? You can't have the same name. J.T. Leno? J. Leno?
Jim J. Leno called.
No, Jay Leno's people called
you
in reference to us.
In reference to you guys. They need information. They're looking into booking you as a guest.
Oh, my God.
To be bumped probably for another time.
Right, exactly. Right. But, hey, you get the trip out to L.A.
Yeah.
That's
they
cool.
They pay for that. Let's start making stupid demands.
How funny was that? How funny was that with Lauren, like, just... going with that. What?
Oh, my God, what? You are cruel, man. I'm surprised she still talks to us.
We do call her the manatee.
Stop it. Don't. Would you stop?
Hey, I didn't come up with that nickname. That is too brilliant for me.
Wow.
It is known in the Boston circles.
Yeah.
They do a little gossip column called The Inside Track. Laura, and what's her partner?
Laura.
They're both Laura?
No, Gail and Laura.
Oh, Gail and Laura.
Gail.
And their nickname is the Two Manatees. But Laura's not even fat, though. That's why I don't get it. All right. Ken, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
So this sets for Sam thing.
Yeah, you want in?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
His girl was on line 9.
Oh, your girl's on line 9. Hold on a second here. What's your girlfriend's name, Ken?
Jonna.
Hey, Jonna. Jonna.
Hi.
You're on with Opie and Anthony. Your boyfriend's on the line. What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
Well, we're trying to qualify some couples to do our Sex for Sam 2 this coming Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
The winner's going to win a trip to Boston, and basically you got to run around Manhattan having sex in all sorts of crazy places.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There will be a spotter that either Stinky or Rick or Ben that will have to confirm that you're actually doing it.
Okay, that's fine, too.
That's okay? He's not going to be right in there. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
He's going to be very close by and just confirm that you two are actually doing something.
You have no problem doing this, huh?
No, I have no problem.
Nice.
Have you had the sex in public places before?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you have some sex?
You have to ask Ken.
What?
I work for a landscaping company down in Jersey, and the other night we were on our way back from the Trey Anastasio concert.
Hey, Ken.
And out in the back parking lot of a couple of places where we mow, stuff like that.
That's
Gina.
Good. That's nice.
So,
you ever do it in the big the back of the truck with all the grass clippings?
No, none of that.
You know, where the Mexican guys stay. They never let them ride in the cab.
No.
Would you guys mind doing the two-point conversion on Friday?
Oh, that's
ooh,
an option.
That's that, sir.
That's an option open to all the couples. It helps in the points, but if you think you can do it in the quantity of locations, then you don't have to do it. But Gianna?
You can rack up some serious points with a two-point conversion.
Does it make that much of a difference?
Well, you add 2 points to each location. It kind of, it's like a field goal kind of situation.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, can you just see how everything goes? How about that? Is that
fair? You don't have to commit to anything until
you're
there.
Okay, there we go. That's good. Okay, that's fine.
I think this couple will do just fine on Friday, Anthony.
Yeah.
All right, you guys hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right, I think we got our first couple for the Sex for Sam 2 competition. This
promptly get their info.
Friday. Hey, we found some audio of last year's competition.
Oh, we got some.
Yeah.
Good.
Is this going to work here? We go over up there.
My
first couple checking in, Anthony. Let's go to Ben. Ben, what's going
on? Oh, I meant to set it up. I didn't think it was
what's
going to
with your voice?
It's sped up, man.
Is that tape sped up?
It has to be.
Hold on.
That is so...
Hey, Anthony. We represent... Hey, Anthony, we got our first couple on the phone.
Sounds like butter.
I think they're having sex on
it. All right, wait, let me hear this again. So this is Ben's couple from last year that just couldn't get anything going. It was promising when we first checked in with them.
All right.
What? Why? First couple checking in, Anthony. Let's go to Ben. Ben, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
It's not that bad. You know what? It's just not that
high
bad.
Enough where you can tell there's a difference. It has to be. Maybe the tape is recorded at a slower speed or something.
ATM with my crew here.
All right.
We're almost ready to start.
Ben is with Mike and Shannon.
Mike and Shannon.
And they're what does the ATM look like? Is it busy?
It's actually really busy.
It's very busy?
Yeah.
It's Friday in New York City. Everyone getting their weekend
oh,
money.
Of course.
Ben.
Oh, my God.
Ben, do you think they're crazy or what?
This is totally nuts.
All right, so what are they doing?
They're getting ready. They're at the machine here.
Okay.
And he just whipped his out.
Get out of here.
Swear to God. Swear to God. People are trying to look. And...
Ben is the spotter, Anthony.
Yes. Mike and Shannon in the ATM right now.
No, I think we got way too noticed. They got a little freaked out here.
You
want to try somewhere else?
People are checking it out?
Yeah, dude, I think we got to get out of here fast. I think we got to go. There was a security guy, like, right creeping up next to me. That's why I started talking well. I got a little freaked out, so I think we're going to move on.
It sounds like you're running.
Yeah, we're running. That guy was pissed.
All right, man.
All right?
Bye.
See, it's not going to be...
No points.
Ah, jeez.
Little clip from last year, and it never got better from there. Ben,
no,
what
Ben's
happened,
team.
Though? They were in the middle of the ATM?
No, I remember it was Friday. It was packed. We went into the ATM. We got, like, the third ATM in. And he had her up on the, you know, on the ATM thing. And people in line totally started to figure out. And the security guard started to catch on. That's why you noticed, like, my voice got a little bit lower. And then they got freaked. He got freaked. And then the security guard started coming towards us. Then we just booked.
You know, the way you're dressed is so important. If a girl wears a skirt with no panties, and the guy wears, obviously, no underwear, but something with a easily accessible fly... And then maybe even a jacket tied around your waist. So that way you can just, you know, walk right up behind her, make like you're giving her a hug as she's filling out a deposit slip, you know? And then you're going out. You just got to flip it a little to the side for the spotter to see, and you're done. This is easy.
Kind of like the horse video that Opie showed us?
Oh, yeah. Oh. But what if you're making a withdrawal, Anthony?
Well, that's different.
What's wrong with the horse video?
That is sick. I thought horse gag was bad.
Yeah. This was this new. We talked about horse gag yesterday, and
horse gag.
And this clip is called "Son of Horse Gag."
Yeah, everybody has seen the horse gag. You've gotten the videotape, the video clip sent to you, on email. It's called horse gag, and the participants in this video is a horse and a woman, and right at the end, the woman goes. That's pretty much it. Everything, like you made her laugh when she was eating Captain Crunch. Swear to God, right? Come on. And then, today, Son of Horse Gag It's more of a straight ahead movie, you know. She doesn't go bleh, she goes ow.
but she wasn't going out.
No, she was in pain. You could tell.
She was going ooh.
Horses aren't known for their gentleness. You know what I mean? And
now, see, I thought the clip was fake, but you.
No.
It goes, no, I've seen horses F.
I've That's seen horses. Real. Yeah, I've seen horses.
That's real.
I've seen them do that.
Sure.
I was living on a ranch out there in California.
I swear to God, he looked like a guy.
He looked like a guy standing up. Well, they had a table there, you know, so he could put his hooves up on the table. But the second he knew he was in the right area,
yeah,
it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like, hey, I'm going to go slow. I'm going to go nice and slow now. You tell me when it starts to hurt. No, it was like, oh, there's the area. Wham! And she just goes like, ah! Yeah, the chick was making sounds, I'm sure, like the girl was making that Mike Tyson was allegedly assaulting over in that cabin.
Ow! Yeah, that's why you like it, bitch, don't you? Yeah. That's right. I can't even get close to you until I feel it's ready to get started. And then I just run towards you and hurt you.
All right, we can get into the Tyson thing next.
Oh, we should talk about Tyson.
Sure, why not? We got to take a break. But we'll have more clips from Sex for Sam from last year.
Yeah.
Billy Idol, definitely coming in today?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, Billy Idol.
Rock and roll.
A lot of fun. Guy's hilarious and has a bunch of great stories. We're trying to get the Iron Sheik, too, but he's too nervous to come in. What's the deal with the Iron
Sheik?
What
is with him? The Iron Sheik was at the mega thing?
Yes, he was.
Cindy Williams was at?
And many other former athletes.
Former athletes? Like who?
Former superstars.
Yes, Virgil.
Virgil, the guy that used to take care of the Million Dollar Man.
Yes, Ted DiBiase.
Ted
right?
DiBiase. Right.
Right.
When he was there? Great.
What's up with the Iron Sheik?
And the
Iron
Road
Sheik
dog.
Was very, very nervous about coming in and doing some comedy. He was working on it all yesterday because he had 7 minutes to do at Caroline's. And wasn't sure if he could come in and do something.
Wait, we got to get him in here. We got to get him in
here. Does he want to sell tickets for his show or not?
Come on.
How funny would it be to have the Iron Sheik in here doing comedy? He's never done it before, right? The first time he was ever on a comedy stage was last night.
Rick, make this happen.
You got to make this happen.
Make this happen. Tell the people at Caroline's we help them out a lot, and we would love this, you know.
And tell them if they don't get the Iron Sheik, we'll never have any other comedians on our show ever again.
Yeah, that's it. Let's play some hardball.
Yeah.
The Road Dog.
Because we're that type of radio show, Anthony. We got to play the hardball.
Did you catch that?
What?
The Road Dog.
The
is
Road
that
Dog.
That?
Yeah, he's got some problems. Yeah. I wish him the best.
The D-O-double-G.
And Sonny, you may remember.
Sonny.
We had Sonny on the show.
The most downloaded woman.
Yeah.
Time, not a kind thing.
Again.
Because she took too many loads.
Of pizza, apparently.
Right.
I hope that made
it. Was that it? A lot of pizza, you think?
Yeah.
All
right. We got a couple numbers to give out. If you're in the New York area and you want to get a hold of the show, 877-692-1027. If you're anywhere else, we'd love to talk to you as well. 866-277-4WOW. I hope all the radio stations are putting those numbers on the websites.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a lot easier so you can write it down and we don't have to give it out every 5 minutes. All right?
Yes. You know what we do here?
Absolutely nothing.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
The Opie and Anthony Show. Opie Anthony. WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Anthony, we got the manager of the Iron Sheik on the line.
Well, thank God.
We're trying to get the Iron Sheik into the studio today.
Yeah.
He's playing Caroline's in town, doing a little comedy. I think
It was his first day ever on a comedy stage last night at Caroline's.
How about that?
I wonder if anyone saw the show.
I don't know. We haven't gotten any calls on it.
Love to get a review of the Iron Sheik doing comedy. Mike Diamond, what's up?
Hi, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good. What's going down?
Not much. Just kind of getting ready. Like I was explaining to Rick, the Iron Sheik is, doing tremendously. He's got a lot of shows that he's booking up.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Jersey tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually flying. We're going to fly out to Texas for a couple of shows, and then we know we got a lot of shows booked up.
And,
well, we're trying to get him on our little radio show here.
I think I explained to Rick that, the only thing, we don't have a problem doing that. I could probably get down there around 4 tomorrow afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But he is going to command a talent fee.
Why is that? I thought it was promoting...
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
I thought it was promoting a show.
It's definitely promoting the show. I mean, but he promotes the show other places as well, and does get that talent fee.
How much money do you need from us so we could have the Iron Sheik on the Opie and Anthony show?
Well, he commands a $500 talent fee.
Wait a minute.
What are we going to get for $500?
Yeah, what do we get?
You're going to get the Iron Sheik, and he's going to bring his dog Ellie Mae along with him.
Well, I hope he's going to have sex with the dog.
No, he's
for
not
$500. $500.
But anyway, he's going to bring his, bring his dog with him, and he's going to do a comedy show for you guys or whatever else you need him to do.
Why does he have to bring the dog? What's the dog thing?
The dog is a part of the act.
What does he do with the dog?
That's something that you'll have to see if you check out one of his shows.
God.
Did you get to check out his show last night or not?
Just wring any bit of dignity out of this guy and cash it in, my friend Mike. Jesus. This is like
Mike. When
this
did
is like
you,
Requiem for a heavyweight.
When did you start managing the Iron Sheik?
Probably about 6 months ago.
6 months ago,
and you will not let him do anything unless there is cash involved.
Well, I mean, taking into consideration. I mean, like I said, he's done other promotional type of things, and obviously, he is the living legend, Iron Sheik.
Mike,
no, Dice is the living legend.
Hey, Mike, we're heard in 10 cities. We could help the Iron Sheik out.
Yeah, have you managed anybody, Mike?
What's that?
Have you managed anyone before this?
I also managed King Kong Bundy. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
Oh, my God. You just grabbed up every just about dead wrestler.
He goes to the old age home and gets these wrestlers out of the old age home.
Okay.
A lot of people still like to go see him.
Mike, don't you understand the give and take of radio and... promoting things, you come on, you give us a little, Iron Sheik doing some fun stuff, and we give you plugs and put asses in seats at these comedy clubs, which we are proving.
So you guys are in 10 cities.
Yes.
Right now, yeah.
Soon to be many more.
And New York City, we're huge in. And
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
No, we'll tell you what we're going to do. You're going to bring the Iron Sheik down here, and we're not exchanging any money.
Right.
That's what we're going to do. Because we were going to have the Iron Sheik down here as a little goof.
It would be fun.
We have never paid money for anyone to be on our show, and we've had some fine celebrities. You may know Andrew Dice Clay.
Right.
How about the great Cindy Williams?
How about Jay Moore from Mafia?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. The Iron Sheik is going to at least expect to be fed.
Fed.
How much food does the Iron Sheik eat? Now we're talking. Now we're working this out. A couple sandwiches and we might be in here.
Yeah, a couple sandwiches, a couple hot dogs or something like that. A nice cold soda, he's fine.
And we need a promise that Saddam will never invade Kuwait.
are we going to have to feed the Iron Sheik's dog?
Well, I mean, the dog is part of the act. I mean, unless you have a problem with him bringing the dog.
What the hell does the Iron Sheik do?
I would love to know what he does with the dog.
He plays with the dog. He kisses the dog.
Will he do anything for $500, like a wedding, bar mitzvah?
Oh, sure. He's game for
me. No, let me tell you something. If you need $500, we will decide what the Iron Sheik's going to do for $500. We can negotiate this, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Negotiation's always up.
Motley Crue challenge with the dog for $500.
Is the Iron Sheik willing to do some crazy things for $500 on our radio?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything crazy with the dog involved?
Mm-hmm.
The dog in a jar of peanut butter.
Dog gag.
Dog gag. No.
He's up for it, for anything. I mean, if you want to do some kind of gig like that.
Can we talk to the Iron Sheik for a couple minutes on our show today?
On the phone.
On the phone.
Hello?
Mike?
He turned the radio up.
Mike?
Yeah.
We're legit.
What are you doing?
You're on the air. You're messing us up now. Can we talk to the Iron Sheik?
They can't talk to the Iron Sheik now. What I can do is I can contact the Iron Sheik, get him back on the phone, and I can call you back. But like I said, I mean, I guess we need to come down. I mean, is going to be a deal where you want to basically just do a half an hour with the Sheik, let him do his little bit for the couple of hot dogs, or do we want to get into something else?
We'll see how it goes. I'm thinking the Iron Sheik will last about 2 minutes on our show.
we'll just see how it goes. I think we'll do fine with the Iron Sheik. We've had many Hey, do you know what former wrestler we had?
Who?
On our very airwaves?
Who's that?
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
Only cost us a couple bagels.
Oh, really?
Listen to this. This is Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Ouch.
You recognize that voice?
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's really him. It is.
Ouch.
That's when he hurt himself standing up.
You guys are a riot.
Hold on. Someone saw the Iron Sheik last night.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hey, I saw the show last night. That guy bombed. He sucked, man. The guy was terrible. I want my money back from this guy.
What?
You going to give me my money back?
Why was he so bad, Jerry?
I didn't even get any of the jokes. It was like crickets in there.
Everybody was embarrassed for the guy. It was terrible. It was the worst show I ever seen.
But I would pay to see that.
There was great comedians there, though, but he was terrible, man.
Yeah, when did the Iron Sheik decide that he's a comedian, Mike?
Yeah, when did he?
Funny. Got together. I mean, he just, didn't really know what else to do, and he, felt that a lot of people were still wanting to see him. Unfortunately, I mean, I remember watching WrestleMania. He was in that.
Oh, you're lying, man. Look at you. You go from $500 to sandwiches and hot dogs. What kind of agent are you? Hey, there was a great comedian, though, last night.
Yeah?
Hello?
Dick. Yeah.
All right, guys, so what are we going
to
do?
Well, we want to talk to the Iron Sheik.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to talk to the Sheik. Can we do that?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to attempt to get him on the phone now. And then get him on conference and call you guys back in about 10 minutes.
All right.
All right.
That would be good. Thank you, Mike. Okay. The Iron Sheik's manager, Mike Diamond.
He goes from $500 to a sandwich.
DC.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
I got a question.
Okay.
Yes. You're Sex for Sam on Friday.
Yes. Definitely going to happen.
Yeah. Can it involve a threesome?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Why not, Rick?
Because I have two friends with benefits.
What kind of threesome?
A guy and a girl and me.
Two girls and a guy? Yes. Without a doubt, yes. We would love that. Sure. Can we get all parties on the phone and make sure they're into this?
Well, they're both at work right now.
We can't give them any special scoring, though. We can't give them an advantage. You know, if he does one of the girls at one location and gets points, he cannot then turn around to another girl.
It would have to be a handicap match, Anthony.
How do you mean?
The guy's going to have the sex with both girls at each location.
Yeah.
But he gets no advantage.
That's what I mean.
He gets a deficit.
Handicap match. To get the points that the regular couple would get, he has to have sex with both girls at each location.
He's got two girls, so that's not really that bad for him.
No, I think it's to his advantage.
It could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As far as the radio goes.
But if they win, there's only a trip for two. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
DC, trip for two.
The guy wins because he's having sex with two girls.
Yeah, and then he could just send the girls because he already had his little vacation.
Well, if it's a trip for two, then me and Kelly, the other girl, we can do something in the studio to compete to go with Scott, our buddy.
Ooh, the Motley Crue Challenge.
Hey.
There's some possibilities here. Hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
They're goers, man. Talk to them. We'll figure something out.
Goers?
They're goers.
Yeah.
Richie and Jennifer, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Where's Jennifer?
She's right here.
Jennifer.
Hold on 1 second, right?
All right. Here's another couple that wants to be in for the Sex for Sam.
Hello?
This coming Friday. Jennifer.
Yes.
You're on with Opie and Anthony. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're seeing if you guys are legit and you want to do this Sex for Sam 2 on Friday.
Yes, we want to.
You have no problem having sex all over the city?
No problem.
The winner's going to get a trip to Boston.
Cool.
How old are you guys?
I'm 30. He's 29.
Mm-hmm. And you guys been married or going out for a while? Or?
Yeah, we've been going out for a while.
All right.
Yeah, and you would be willing to go to various locations and have some sex.
Yes, I would.
And a spotter would be looking to make sure you're doing it.
Yep.
And you're not shy at all.
Not at all.
You'll let it all hang out for this contest.
Yes, I will.
You got to make us proud. You got to make Jim Cook proud. He'll be in the studio. All the brand new cities that are listening to our show, we got to impress them with this.
Oh, we will.
I think we got a couple here, Anthony.
This is exactly what the Patriot Sam Adams meant.
All right, we got your information?
Yeah.
All right, tell Stinky to put a star next to their names. I think these two are going to be good.
Couple of goers.
All right, Richie and Jennifer, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll see you Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Remember last year, couples knew, one of the couples, I believe the one that won, knew to bring lube.
Right.
You know, they were very well prepared.
So who's on the line now?
That other couples do the same.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you, Nicole?
Is it Jovan?
Jovan.
And Nicole?
Hello?
Oh, they're going to go, oh, what? You're talking to me?
Last chance or we're hanging up on you.
Oh, boy.
Ah,
tools.
Jovan. Nicole.
We are having sex right now. I am Jovan.
We have another clip from Sex for Sam from last year. Ben, you want to set this one up?
It's Rick's couple. The second time they had scored points, they were at a hot dog vendor. Pretty funny.
We got to check in with Rick once again. Rick! Rick,
hey guys,
where are you?
Yeah, guys, how you doing?
Good, where are you?
Well, our couple is negotiating with our hot dog vendor to see if he can get a free hot dog while he completes his act right here. It's a gorgeous day in the city, by the way.
Yes, it is.
And there she goes. She's climbing on top of him. There she goes. Oh. Hot dog vendor, how you doing?
How are you, buddy?
You see what's going on over here?
I see now.
Okay. We've got it. We've got sex in front of the hot dog guy.
Sex in front of the hot dog vendor.
You're making me hot, man.
Wait, get the hot dog vendor on the phone.
Hot dog guy, here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello, Sarah. Here we go.
Hey, it's Opie.
Hello.
Hey, it's Opie and Anthony. How are you?
How are you, buddy?
We're doing well. Is that couple having sex at your hot dog stand?
Okay. You guys are ready to
do. Oh, my God.
Okay, hot dog vendor, we're there.
All right, very good. Give the phone back to Rick.
All right, guys.
Oh my God. We got a hot dog,
and I think we're getting a free Coke out of the deal, too.
All right, wait. Let's talk to Tony real fast, Rick.
What? All right, Tony, right here.
The lady of the lovely couple, Anthony.
Hello.
Tony.
This is Bob.
Bob, what's up?
Not too much, man.
How you guys doing out there so far?
We are doing phenomenal. We're bringing it home.
All right. Unbelievable. The points now, Bob and Tony, 45 points.
45
we're
points.
We're on our way. We're going to hail a bus. We're going to St. Patrick's Cathedral. We're bringing this one home.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Here's Rick.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right, guys. We're off to our next locale. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. There he goes, Rick, everyone. Bye. All right. That's from last year, Anthony.
Yeah, right by the hot dog vendor.
That couple came in second place last year.
10 points.
And here's Bob, one of the participants from last year's Sex for Sam.
Oh!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Bob, does that bring back memories, that clip?
Yeah, it does, actually.
And are you still seeing this lady that you did that with?
Negative. That's a big negative on that one, guys.
What happened?
We're not going to get into that. Well, it's moving forward.
Oh, boy. It didn't have anything to do with the contest, did it?
No comment on anything. I'm not going to say anything bad about her. She's a nice girl.
All right, that's all.
I got a whole, I believe in this whole break even karma theory. I did enough bad, so I got to, can't say anything more bad about her. So.
All right.
Oh, something going on there, but whatever.
No, nothing going on.
Was she your girlfriend at the time?
Negative.
She was just a friend, right?
Just an acquaintance of sorts.
I remember you guys.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys. This couple was cool, man. They hooked up just for the contest.
Yeah.
You were kind of just friends, right?
Yeah, we were just hanging out and figured, like, what the hell? Be young, be crazy.
And he... Isn't that great?
And I remember you guys. And then you went to Boston because we gave you guys the trip anyway.
Yep.
And then everything kind of fell apart up there. You guys weren't hanging anymore or nothing.
Yeah,
what a great opportunity for a guy. Like, if I heard this on the radio, I would just go up to some girl that I thought was hot that I wanted to have sex with.
and go, look, man, you want to maybe go to Boston? There's this contest. All we got to do is have some sex in these locations. Don't worry, you know, it'll just be a quick thing. It'll be fun, right?
Which brings me to my thought process for this season.
Yeah.
I don't really have a definite candidate. I have 4 candidates lined up, but I will have a definite one by Friday.
But you're not sure which one.
I'm not sure. I'm going to narrow the process down. This year it's easy. This year I have 3 days to get ready. Last year I had a day and a half to get ready.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, if you get a goer, call us back and we'll figure it out.
I will definitely have a goer. There's no question about it.
Because I remember this guy. He was a lot of fun last year with the Sex for Sam. Rick ran around with this couple.
Yeah, I want Rick in for my spotter again this year.
No Viagra this year, Bob.
Hey, I'm not the couple. I'm not the one with the Viagra. That was the other guy.
Oh, okay.
The guy that won?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some Viagra. He took Viagra.
Hey, whatever it takes. Viagra, Pinnacle, Horny Go.
Whatever it takes.
We don't care. O2Go, I hear that gives you good sex.
We don't drug test. We don't care what the hell you're using.
Well, right. I'm coming in a grizzled veteran this year, so I got a strategy.
All right, Bob.
All right.
Keep in touch. If you find a girl that's willing to do it, I think we got to get you in.
I will definitely get back to you. There's no question about it.
Right on. Thanks, Bob.
All right, later, guys.
Okay.
Are we going to give the 3-point rusty trombone conversion this year?
I don't know, man.
That's a great one.
That's a little rough.
The reach around with the dirty penny.
Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
One for the guys. If the girl's shy about doing the rusty trombone, let the guy do the tongue bath to the dirty penny.
The 3-point dirty penny conversion.
It's out of time.
I'm just imagining like St. Patrick's with a guy with his face full of A.
It's like licking a D-cell battery.
Take it easy, guys.
All right.
Ouch.
All right. Well, there you have it. We got to take a break.
Opie and Anthony.
Their psychosis is all real. This is not an act.
Ponderous. Effing ponderous. The Opie and Anthony Show. By Opie and Anthony, owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Billy F. and Idol, baby.
Billy Idol here.
Freaking guy doesn't age, Anthony. Looks exactly the same.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
When are you bringing the Sex for Sam down into Philadelphia?
Well, as soon as we get some faithful listeners in the Philadelphia area, we'll bring all this crap down there. No problem. We're still building an audience on WYSP in Philadelphia.
Yeah. There's a...
Because you guys got some great landmarks down there.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine having sex in front of that Liberty Bell or something.
For a Liberty Bell.
Look at me pointing out the obvious one, Anthony.
Oh, the stupid obvious one.
Just trying to show that I know about Philadelphia. That's like when people come up here and go, hey, the Statue of Liberty.
Hey, you can have sex on the Rocky Stairs.
None of the locals go to the Statue of Liberty, and I'm sure no locals down in the Philadelphia area go to the Liberty Bell unless they have out-of-town guests, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll bring it down, though. We'll bring the Sex for Sam down there.
All right.
We will be broadcasting our 100th show in Philadelphia, though.
The 100th,
really? Where? The 100th show for Philadelphia.
How many have we done, Opie?
Anthony, we're up to 39 shows. Tomorrow will be the big 4-0 for Philadelphia.
You're good.
Cool.
This is the 39th show for Philadelphia.
All right.
All right, Brian.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You rock.
All right, bye.
Later.
Billy Idol in the studio.
Billy.
Hello.
We haven't seen you in a couple of years.
No.
You might remember us from Boston. You came and saw us. When? Yeah. What was he in, Anthony? Because you went and saw it at the...
Quadrophenia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember that one?
That was good fun. But I was having sex in front of the Liberty Bell.
No. You know what we're doing? We do this thing every year. It's called Sex for Sam. We get couples to have sex all over the city for points.
Oh.
Cool, right?
Well, I've done that here, yeah.
Yeah?
We've had couples, they go to like, they go to Tiffany's and have sex in there, and a spotter's got to see them actually having sex.
Well, I'm glad somebody's organizing this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a big production.
A theme restaurant, you know, somebody's in the Hard Rock trying to eat their Ronnie James Dio burger. And
with a hard in the Hard Rock.
Right. Someone's just getting tooled in one of the booths. It's great.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Hey, wasn't Gary Glitter in Quadrophenia?
Ah, now you're talking.
He was in there too, right?
Sex.
It was right before they put him away.
Were you guys trading JPEGs?
Yeah. Well, we used to watch him going off to the porn store.
You know, if that wasn't just the battle cry of make sure your hard drive's clear before you service your computer.
Yeah.
It's like, Gary, man, what are you doing?
I've got a few things on here.
It's like children on there, Gary.
Whatever happened with that? Is he in jail for that? Or
I think he did some time.
Or is the
time.
Case still pending?
I don't know. You hear from Gary anymore? He doesn't write nothing?
He doesn't call, he doesn't write.
Nothing.
Nothing. So what are you up to, Billy Idol?
We're here for that MTV 20 years or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, you were totally a huge part of that when it first started.
Ooh. That, I want my MTV.
What does that mean? No, I mean, right when it started, you were like, well, they had like three videos that they play all the time. They just rotated them. Yeah. And I think they were all Billy Idol's videos.
White Wedding.
Yeah.
Dancing with myself.
Dancing. Yes.
Dancing.
You look exactly the same, Billy.
Well, I've got a slightly larger penis these days.
How about that?
It works for you.
Very nice of you.
Hey, you're playing the Electric Company in Philadelphia on Friday.
God, that's news. Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
Well, we're on in Philadelphia, so we should give you a plug for that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, great. No, that was good fun.
So what does MTV have you guys doing? I mean, yeah, it seems like a big, huge deal.
Well, it looks like you've got me having sex on the...
You could get in the Sex for Sam contest,
yes!
If you want.
To getting all the old VJs together and all that? And
I think so, yeah. I'm going down there now to the... you know, the dress rehearsal or whatever, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm going to find out what's going on.
Find out what they're going to do.
Yeah, there's Jane's Addiction and Aerosmith and a lot of rock and rap. And I don't know, they're basically going through the whole 20 years.
Thank God you still look like you did, though. Because
yes,
you're going to bump into a few people that are like, hey, who are you? Uh-oh.
Hey, is Big Country going to be there?
Remember Big Country?
Hey, let's ride around on our ATVs
for no apparent reason.
And call it a video. let me go to Anthony. Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're hanging with Billy Idol.
Quick story about Billy. I used to work at the Art Center over here in Jersey.
Yeah.
About 9 years ago. And I looked backstage behind the fences. They're dragging him literally on his feet from the limo to backstage. And about a half hour later, I see him. He's passed out cold, and he gets on stage and does a concert. I don't
That's
know how
amazing.
The hell he did it.
That's a goddamn rock star, man. How the hell, when you're totally passed out, and you just get up on stage and do the show?
And I swear to God, on his feet, man. On his feet.
I know. That's me. I've done that a number of times. Thank you very much.
Nothing wrong with that, Anthony.
One more question. The show on Tradewinds, is that coming up or did it pass already?
I think he just played the Tradewinds.
Damn it. All right, guys.
We love our rock stars when they're effed up.
Yeah.
Screw this rehab crap.
You're still right, effed up, Billy?
I think so, yeah.
We like the rock stars all effed up.
If they drag me from the limo to the gig, you'll know.
It keeps them fun.
Hey, do you watch MTV nowadays?
I don't know. You know, all these games.
You got kids and all that, right?
I have two kids, yeah.
Are they teenagers now?
Yeah, they are teenagers, nearly. Well, my son's 13, and...
Tell me they're into instant.
Yes, it's very interesting getting a young person's point of view, and I've got a daughter, she's 12, so...
see, now she's going to sprout into young womanhood.
Contests. Yeah.
And you're going to have to deal with guys coming over the house, trying to ask her out on dates.
I'm thinking more of her friends. There's always one who likes the daddy figure.
Uh-oh. Hey, Gary Glitter again. We're going to bring up Gary Glitter again.
That's what I was thinking. There's always one, you know.
Yeah.
The one, the quiet one.
Kind of looks a little older than...
Cool. And then he'll bring his girlfriends to one way or another. I think I'm in for the next 20 years.
By the way, it's the Electric Factory in Philadelphia on Friday. Getting yelled at here. Paulie B, what's up?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How you doing, man?
Hanging with Billy Idol.
Hello, just chilling. Hey, yo, man, I hung with Billy Idol. I think, I don't know, I'm 33 now. I think I was 14 or 15 at the time when I was working at the Ramada Inn in Hazlitt. And he was working the freaking, what do they call that, the PNC Arts Center there in Jersey. Right, I had to bring some food up to his place there where he was staying. I walked in, the place just reeked like pot. I said, "Oh my god!"
Well, nothing's changed there.
I said to him, "I said, Mr. Idol, I said, it smells good in here." He goes, "Well, close the door. Have yourself a bloody seat." You know. So here I am, 15 years old, smoking weed with Billy Idol. I got laid 3 times that night.
I told
every girl that story.
once again, that's a rock star.
A rock star right there.
I tell you, the rock and roll life, man. Yo, Renee, it was great chatting with you guys. You know, your scream, you know.
I was
on your show once before when you were down there in Tradewinds, New Jersey.
Just hang up on it.
Well, we just played there last... Didn't we just play there? We played there last night, Seabright. Yeah.
Carolyn.
Hey, how are you?
Or is it Caroline, Brian?
Caroline, Brian.
All right. What's up, Caroline?
I just wanted to bring up the fact that Billy Idol is the only one who could have played himself in 1985 in The Wedding Singer 15 years later.
Oh, yeah.
It looked the same.
I'm blushing. Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Farley bit.
Yeah, it's really good. It was really good fun. Actually, you know, Adam's son, he really loves playing music and stuff. So in between doing those takes, we were playing, you know, guitars, bass, drums in his trailer.
Oh, he had to know you doing
that. Is he any good or does he suck?
He's really good. He's great. He could be a really great... I could see he probably at one point was thinking, what am I going to be, a musician or a comedian? That's how good he could be.
And what did he decide?
Wow, look at you, all funny.
Well, I saw you could combine the two. So.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
No, he's cool.
Phones are exploding now that you're here. Melvin, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Oney. What's going on, man?
Hey.
Yeah, I love Billy Idol. I'm 23 now, but I used to crank it to Rock the Cradle of Love video.
Well, wait a minute. Now, that wasn't because of Billy. That was because of the girl doing that split on the bed. Who the hell could forget that part of that video? When that chick does that split on the bed.
Oh, God.
I've got to admit, I made all these videos, and that's the only bit anybody cares about.
Well, that was, boy, that stood out, though.
When you're definitely 14, of course, Billy.
You guys rock.
All right.
Was that from Ford Fairlane?
It was, yeah.
That was from Ford Fairlane, right?
We got all the, you know, kudos, and you got nothing.
You did that video from the hospital bed?
Well, I wasn't actually in the hospital, but I was kind of propped up so I could... And I was on one leg kind of singing all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
From the motorcycle accident, right?
Yeah.
Goddamn rock star. Goddamn rock star again. Effing himself up on motorcycles.
We love our rock stars to mess themselves up.
If it isn't the dope or the drinking, it's the motorcycles. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, but it meant a 6-hour shoot, not a 3-day shoot. So I thought... Oops, sorry. I mean, freaking myself up.
It's okay, man.
Flock, come on.
Yeah, flock.
Flock. Yeah, flock.
I heard that.
Sure, flock. Jeff, that's what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to work security.
Everyone's got a story.
Oh, my God.
But this is right after Billy had a through accident.
Yeah?
And he had the cane, and his guys are helping him get up on stage before the show, and the guy can barely walk, and he's stumbling all over the place because his leg is all busted up. And he looks at my friend working the security with me, and he said,
his phone, your phone screwed up right at the critical point.
No, he says, can you be an owl or something like that? And points this huge bottle of, like, scotch or something sitting on top of the speaker. Oh. He, like, chugs 2/3 of it. And puts the bottle down and it's walking fine.
Yeah, that does help sometimes, I gotta tell you.
So that's what was wrong with me.
Hey, Bill, you remember any of these stories or what?
Thank God I can't. So obviously I was in the moment. So.
Yeah, Mark, what's going on? We're hanging with Billy Idol today.
Hey, dude, you guys are great. I was at a concert, I was about 12 years old, at a Capitol Theater in Passaic, and Billy got oral on stage.
Did that happen?
Yeah, it was New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year, Billy.
If there's anything I can do on stage, it's...
Wow.
I was amazed. I was 12 years old. It was one of the best nights of my life.
One of the best nights of your life is watching Billy Idol get a Hummer?
No, yeah, you should have seen the girls around there. I was 12 years old. I was hooking up with 14-year-olds. I thought I was a king.
Right.
Yeah, well.
You guys are great.
All right, thank you.
Cheers, thanks, man. Thanks for your memories.
Man,
yeah. I haven't got any.
Are you putting out new material, Billy, or?
Yeah, I hope next year.
Yeah, next year?
No, next spring or something, yeah.
He's got that sneer, man.
Well, of course, it's Billy Idol.
It's a smile these days, huh?
Serge,
a toothy grin, Flatbush Cemetery.
Serge, what's up?
What's up, man? Big fan of Billy there.
Right on.
Thank you.
Yo, I like that phrase that you say to get rocking you with that snarl, you know, when you lift up your lip.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now, all right?
But I might do it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Later.
There it is.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, let's hear from a lady. Jennifer, you're next with Billy Idol. Jennifer.
My phone's bad. I'm going to hang up. I'm sorry.
No, you're right here.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
No. I just want to say that Billy Idol has the sexiest mouth with that lip.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, look at that. Did you give
and
Billy
I
a
know.
Hummer?
Don't I know?
All right, Jennifer, thank you.
Hummer.
Jennifer?
Oh, what was that story Ben was telling the other day about Billy? Everyone's got the Billy Idol story. Was it you? About the, when he made the, or got the phone call from his chick?
Oh, no, that was me. I saw it on the VH1 special.
Yeah, what was that?
That was when he was referring to a certain phone call he took in the baby's room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's that? Tell Opie that.
It's just like I was it was only so silly. When my baby boy was really small, I forgot about things like the baby monitor, and I went to call this other chick, and I saw him sleeping there, and I was, you know, really laying it on thick, you know, like, hello, darling, I love you, and whatever. And I never thought about the baby monitor, and my wife, I wish it wasn't my wife, was listening at the end. So when I walked back out to see her with these towels in my hand, because it's by the swimming pool, I could see her looking at me with these really daggers, you know, really hatred. And I thought, wow, is there somebody behind me or something? And as I got nearer, she goes, oh, so who's your darling? Oh, who's wonderful? And I was going, How did she? And she held up the baby monitor and showed it to me and said, the baby monitor. So there you are. I hoisted on my own baton.
Live and learn, huh?
I'd assume you're not with that lady anymore then?
Well, she's a mother of my son. So
of course. Right, no,
we can't. But I've got to admit, she took him and ran. I don't blame her. They all ran away screaming.
People are throwing Billy Idol stories at me. I don't know where to go. Did you just curse? Yeah, I think you did.
Oh, sorry.
All right, I'll wait for the delay. Billy, this is Black Earl, because he wears black every day of his life. And that's why we call him Black Earl. True story. And he's been at the station forever. You have a Billy Idol story, Earl?
You know, we heard a story from the security guys there. He said, who was that dude that walked in here? Because... And I went, that was Billy Idol. He goes, yeah, we saw him walk right into a stone wall.
I don't know. Thank God I can't remember any of that.
Hey, some of it. The good parts.
Sure. Joe, you're next with Billy Idol.
Me?
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Joe Brown. I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
One time about maybe 15 years ago, I was young, we went on a school trip to Florida, and we snuck out of the hotel, and we got all drunk. And we got stuck in the pouring rain. I didn't know where I was. And Billy Idol pulls up in a cab. I'm soaking wet. He lets me in the cab and drives me back to the hotel. And then I gave him a hummer on stage.
Get out of here.
I didn't get my hummer, but he gave me a ride back to the hotel. I don't know where I was.
Is that a true story? Come on.
It's a true story.
Billy Idol gave you a ride home.
In a cab in the pouring rain in Florida.
See, Billy, it was probably some guy maybe resembled you, and this guy's been telling people
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol gave him a ride home.
Well, it's a bloody good story. It's a 10 out of 10.
Give him a 10.
That's not swearing, bloody, is it?
All right, no. Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie!
Hey, guys, how are you? Hello, Billy, how are you?
Thank you. Great, thanks, mate.
Guys, I got 17 years with the NYPD, and I told the screener what department I worked in, but I stopped Billy's limousine from JFK to, I guess he's heading to Manhattan, and the driver tells me who he's got in the back. I kind of call his bluff, don't believe him. He rolls the window down. Billy snaps his shirt from one of the girls, covers his schween with it, and he's in the back of the limousine with three naked, beautiful broads. I let him go for that reason. And you also gave me an autograph that was during the Cradle of
Rockstar. Rockstar.
Naked in the back of the limo with three naked, beautiful girls.
You didn't bat an eye. You said, you know, hello, what's the problem? You didn't see the lights? You didn't hear the siren, Billy? It was great. The guy pulled off right at Atlantic Avenue, right off the van way.
That's clever.
Take care of yourself. Good luck, Billy. That's some new stuff. I can't wait to hear it.
All right, thank you very
much.
Next year.
I should tell that guy from Philly that just called Billy Idol Friday at the Electric Factory.
How the hell, man? I could only imagine.
I can only imagine.
You know, all really kind of a memory lapse a little bit.
I'm glad I wasn't wasting any of my time. Anyway,
this is Steve from FoundryMusic.com. He does our underground website. You can go to OpieAndAnthony.com to get to it. But Steve, do you have a Billy Idol story?
Yeah, I do actually. When I was still working in clubs in Boston, one time I had to hang with Billy for about 4 hours at a gay club.
What? And,
it was a club called Venus.
Hold on, he's going to beat the crap out of you now.
No, he's not. He was actually really cool. It was you were playing with Neurotic Outsiders, which was Duff McKagan,
yes, that's right.
John Taylor, Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols. And afterwards, the only clubs that were open were gay clubs. And I remember you wanted me to call a strip club downtown at like 2:30 in the morning and have them reopen the place because you wanted to go look at strippers.
Oh, well, thank God I had my Instagram.
Everyone's got the Billy Idol stories. This is amazing.
I feel bad we don't have girls around here that he could just bang while we talk to them. Oh, we didn't prepare properly for the Billy Idol segment, Anthony.
Sandy Kane is here, so we might have to show him Twato.
You want to see something? You want to see? You've seen it all, right? Being a rock star.
He doesn't remember it, but he's seen it all from the stories I've heard.
I think we could show you something, Billy, you've never seen before in your life.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's pretty sick.
Bring in Sandy Kane.
But keep her far away.
Yes.
Keep her far away from everybody.
Do not touch her, Billy.
Look at this thing. Look at this. Oh, my God.
Can you believe this, Billy?
What's wrong, Billy?
Look at everybody's face.
Hot, right?
I haven't actually met her before.
Hello. Hi, Billy.
Hello, darling.
I'm a big fan. I used to work at the Metropole Cafe dancing and dance the White Wedding all the time.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
Pretended I was married to you.
She was 50 back then. Back in the old days.
I got my own, so it's cool. I got my own church.
All right. Well, you know something, Sandy?
My own penis. Can you say that?
No.
Put down Mr. Dildo.
Say anything either. So.
Put down Mr. Dildo.
Okay.
No, turn him off because he buzzes on the microphone.
New Ever-Ready.
Yeah, I see. It's really moving.
All right, it's all right. Don't be offended.
Billy, is it your nightmare that someday you might only be stuck with women like that? You know, this guy, three beautiful naked girls in the back of the limos.
Not stay young like you, Billy.
And then after a while, you never know what'll happen, but it's her in the back of a 62 Rambler.
I think there's enough E in this world to make Sandy look good.
What?
You turn the lights out. Smoke some crack.
Smoke some crack. You would need so much crack, Sandy. I mean, I couldn't imagine the amount of... Oh, not that crack. Now, Billy, we got to show you something here.
Yeah, I should have taken off my...
Well, you know, do whatever you got
to
do.
I really have to...
The top part isn't even where the nightmare begins, Billy.
My whole life. I never wanted to do that. I'm an Orthodox Jew.
I want to apologize to Billy Idol. This is the best we have for him.
Isn't that awful? No, you know what it is? Billy's seen so many beautiful, gorgeous women. We figured we'd go to the other side of the spectrum. And really show you something. Yeah, look at this. People are just sliding away. Sandy Kane.
What about you, man? I like men. Men can be like so not so hot and...
I'm some boy.
Oh!
She's bending over.
Don't bend over.
Yeah, she does. She farts, Billy. It's awful.
All right. We got to get her a little closer to Billy.
All right. What you got to do? Sandy Kane.
You back up.
Sandy Kane, could you listen for a second?
Yes, I can.
All right. Walk over this way a little, but not too close. Now, stop right there. Now, Billy, what you're about to see has been named Twato. Did you ever see Total Recall, that movie?
Yeah.
And you remember Quato? It was that thing growing out of, you know, I must go to see Quato. Well, we have named this thing Twato because it seems to have a life of its own, and it is growing out of one of the areas that might have a nickname closer to that.
Okay.
Sandy, if you would please show Billy Twato.
Are you ready?
No. Look at this thing.
Jesus Christ.
What is it?
Have you ever seen that?
What is it?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you've been with a lot of women. You've been with a lot of women, Billy. Am I that unique? Have you ever seen that on any woman?
What is that?
You're unique, darling.
Is that horrible?
You're all unique.
Oh. What do you think, Billy? It's hot, right?
Lovely. What is that?
It looks like...
a Band-Aid on there or something.
It's a Band-Aid?
I swear to God, it looks like a half-sucked Jolly Rancher is stuck in hair.
Well, that's one thing you can't blame me for, is it?
No.
It's looks like half a ear.
Half an ear.
Can't you get that taken
I was taking a bath, and I said, thank God I got you, because I'd never do this show unless I had twaddle.
True.
Why don't you get that?
I have a hemorrhoid and twaddle, and that's all they like about me.
Oh, yeah. Show them the hemorrhoid.
I took voice lessons, guitar lessons, ballet classes, and
Billy,
now they like my hemorrhoid and my twaddle.
Would you and the boys like to see the hemorrhoid?
I'm just saying, thank God my mother fed me a lot of gefilte fish as a kid.
Oh, they came out swimming.
All right. Sandy, really fast, if you will.
Okay.
There you go. Show
I didn't stop show at Taco Bell, so it might not be out.
All right, not to, right, just Joey, show it.
This is for you, white wedding.
Don't get any closer.
Can you shake her hand for me, Steve?
Oh. No.
What, you want to see two milkshakes?
Ugh. Stop shaking and show your hemorrhoid.
Give him a,
show that roid.
I think Billy would rather...
Look at this disgusting
Gary
thing.
Blair.
Look at this.
Very nice. Thank
what
you.
Is that? What is that? Oh, my God, the abyss.
All right, thanks.
All right, Sandy, enough. Enough.
Looks like Billy just drank some sour milk over there.
Ugh. Oh.
All right?
All right, now get your dildo and get out of here.
Okay, all right, dildo.
You could always shave
so you
that
want me
thing.
For. Anyway, Billy, thanks, Liam. That was a great record, White Wedding.
Okay, so 20
Steve.
Years ago,
but... What about Black Wedding? What are you, a racist?
No, Sandy, please, leave.
It says Black Wedding. In the song, it says Black Wedding, but in German. So,
there you go.
Sense to a Jew. I don't,
you don't have to justify anything to her. What, did she stink to join up with her stank ass?
Well, thank you. That was very,
Billy Idol.
Very refreshing.
Billy, we want, just want you know Bill, why everyone shows you these gorgeous women. We wanted you to leave with something
thanks.
That you'll remember.
Something I can't expunge from my memory.
Right.
Billy wishes
he had eyes without a face right now.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Face without a nose.
Yeah. You don't have to leave yet, right? We have more time with you, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We got to take a break. We're hanging with Billy Idol. There's many people standing by with Billy Idol stories. One guy sit on line 9, he says, waiting 15 years to tell my Billy Idol story.
Wow.
So we'll go to him next.
Well, there's radio, there's edgy, there's psychotic, and then there's O&A.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You guys are an undisciplined child wielding ultimate power.
Opie, Anthony, 1027. WCW. Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. He said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from the
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. In the studio, Billy Idol. He's in town to do the MTV thing, Anthony. He's going to be live tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And on Friday, he's playing the Electric Factory in Philadelphia. This girl saw you last night. Jenna. Jenna, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hello, Jenna.
I just wanted to say...
Hold on. You got to watch that one.
Sorry.
You could just say you love him.
Okay, I love him.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was great last night. The Trade Winds, man. I was front row center.
And we're listening.
That's what I wanted to say, man.
Thank you very much. It was great.
Oh, thanks.
She is so stoned.
How stoned are you, Jim?
I'm not stoned, man. Last night I was. It was great, though.
Are you so stoned that you forgot what you actually called to say?
What did I call to say?
I'm reading the monitor. It says Jenna.
And then, and that is your name, right?
That's my name.
And then it says, met Billy last night in Jersey. Did that happen?
Yes, it did.
And then it says, he kind of grabbed onto me at show.
Yeah, ask him if
you... Ah, wait a minute. Now are you admitting that you forgot what you called for?
No, I'm totally not. Ask him if he remembers me. I had bleach blonde hair right in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Did
yeah.
you?
Just down there.
Did you pull out your cans?
No.
He totally remembers you. Billy, what was she wearing?
Yeah, just down. She probably had black on. You had black on, right?
I did. I had a Vice Squad shirt on.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I said
I saw you.
Black is the safest thing.
I never want to believe it. These, you know, they don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, the audience and the singer on the stage, they don't understand that we have a symbiotic relationship.
And Billy, what color hair did she have?
A bleach blonde, it was sort of
oh,
a bit,
yeah, she
yeah.
said that, damn.
Damn it. Stack high heels, 6 inches long.
6-inch heels, Jenna?
Yes.
Nah, man.
Oh, come on. Well, I couldn't see that, no doubt. But the way you looked on the top, I could see that, you know, probably if you were with me, you would have had those.
Was she wearing spandex, yeah. Billy?
No.
No? You weren't wearing the spandex, right, Jenna?
Nah, but I had a really short skirt on.
Oh, short skirt.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
I'm surprised. I thought Billy would remember the short skirt.
With fishnets.
Fishnets.
Ah. See, that's right. See, didn't I say fish? That's right. See, thank you. See, sometimes people just don't understand.
All right, Jenna.
Do they, people?
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, this guy's been waiting 15 years to tell his Billy Idol
15 years.
Story. Kevin.
Yeah, man.
You've been waiting 15 years to tell Billy Idol the Billy Idol story?
Oh, dude, I got to tell you this, man. When I was in high school, I was dating this hottie. She was hot. And she was like the first girl that ever gave up the pookie for me, you know? So, of course, I'm in love with her. And she goes to this Billy Idol concert in New York, ends up giving him oral twice. Gave him a Hummer twice.
Oh, my God.
So she comes back to school the next day, all right?
Your little girlfriend.
She tells me all about it. She tells me all about it. Then she dumps my ass in the lunchroom. Just completely dumps my ass, so everyone knows in the whole school knows that
you
this
wouldn't
girl
want sloppy seconds, would you?
So it's like she's like tainted goods, you know.
You were humiliating your girlfriend. Came back like two Hummers and then she broke up with you in the lunchroom.
So you obviously kissed her first.
It was the first girl that I ever got the pookie from, you know. So
how the hell do you compete against that? You can't compete against Billy Idol when you're not.
You're a dopey high school kid. And
you know what though? I got the last laugh because I went to the high school reunion. She's got 5 kids now and she's built like a globe.
Really.
I got the last laugh.
Still laughing.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, bro.
Did you totally hate Billy Idol for a while?
Oh, I wanted to kick his ass. I wanted to beat him like a redheaded stepchild. Let me tell you.
He wanted to beat you up, Billy. His girlfriend gave you a Hummer twice.
And hey, you know, I'm a DJ, so every time someone calls, they're like, hey, could you play some Billy Idol? I'm like, no. Fight me.
He still holds a grudge.
But you know what? No hard feelings, though. It's all right. You know, it's all good. So
you finally got it off your chest.
Nobody comes away unscathed with me.
So, you know, it's all right. But I had to tell you that story, you know?
Yeah, thanks, Chief.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Cool.
Take
thanks.
Care.
Keep playing my records, then.
That's funny. That is funny, man. D.
Hello?
Hey, you're on with Billy Idol.
Hello, D.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Billy?
I know.
Yes?
I just want to say, I'm 19 years old. I still think you are so hot.
Thanks, darling. Thank you.
Oh.
Hey, you're just what I was talking about earlier. The 19-year-old, the daddy fixation. And that blonde spike here. You just want a Justin Timberlake who's 45, right? I know. Well,
God, I'm like shaking.
See? Now hold the speaker up to your... No, anyway, I think it was on another radio show.
Yeah, right.
But thanks, darling.
All right,
okay,
D.
Lads.
Well, thank you, D.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, D.
I think we got to get Billy out of here in a few minutes, but get Jim Norton in here.
Norton.
I just saved Jim Norton's...
Norton!
Ace.
They put into them.
Jim, you all right?
Love you. God. Yeah, thanks, man.
You love me?
Yeah.
Say hi to Billy Idol. That's
hello, Mr.
What about
Idol?
Me?
That's how are you? I just came in to get a picture with you, and I got stopped out in the front because apparently I had another registration sticker, and they said my license is suspended because I didn't pay a ticket.
Oh, boy.
3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah, and the guy called Opie and talked to him, the officer, so Highway Patrol 4. Thank you. Nice. Very nice, the guy.
Yes, it could
have really busted me, and he let me go. So
I love the cops, man.
I do love the cops, and he let me go.
Love
nice.
Hey, can you tell the national anthem story?
Billy?
National.
Were you cursed through the whole?
No, I didn't really. That was just on television. I was just trying to explain the feeling you get if you play the national anthem, boom, 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 boom. But I suppose everybody thought that I was swearing while I was doing it. No, I was just saying the spirit of the thing was, come on, let's do that. Yeah,
right, you know, F and, yeah.
I wasn't actually doing that as a baseball for little kids. But the attitude behind it, they know that behind it is the essential attitude, which is all that. That's what I was.
Okay, I got you. Chris, you're next.
Hey, boys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Billy, how you doing?
All right, thanks, Chief. How are you?
All right, hanging in there. Back in 1986, my dad used to work for Premier Drums, which your drummer Tommy Price drummed on.
That's right, yeah.
All right, you did a show in the Spectrum, and
the Rectum, yeah.
Right, and my dad got us backstage, me and him backstage passes. So the only thing I had to wear other than a polo shirt was a Bon Jovi shirt. So I come walking in, and like I shake your hand, meet you, and you know how you doing, everything. This and my father introduced me, and. You looked at me, he's like, what the hell is that? I was like, it's the only thing I had to wear. You know, I was 16 trying to look cool. So you signed an autograph for me that said, I still have the autograph. I'm 31 years old. It says, Bon Jovi sucks, Billy Idol.
Well, she didn't really, but...
Can I ask Billy a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
About his bones.
Billy, I saw your Storytellers on the, I think it's VH1. It was incredible. Is it coming out on CD?
I hope so, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Okay. Great, thank you very much. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Greatest Hits CD is out doing very well for us.
Yeah.
So, all right, Chris, thank you.
You boys are the best. Thanks.
Chris.
Right on. All right. Jeff.
Hey.
You might be it for today. What's up?
Not much. I just want to say thank you, Billy, for all the poontang you got, man.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
How did he get you poontang?
Yeah.
Okay, I used to work at... nightclub in upstate New York as a bouncer, and well, I went out, I talked a girl into going outside for a little bit of break, and popping his tape, and next thing you know, we're going at right on top of the car. Happened many a time.
You can see my influence in it all.
Many a time.
My nefarious influence.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you. All right, thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, rock on.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hanging with Billy Idol.
I just want to say hi to Billy Idol. First off, not only was White Wedding the first song I got pieced to, but my God, those Generation X records, I seduced so many dirty punk rock girls, it's unfreaking believable. Billy, you freaking rock, man.
Dirty punk rock girls.
Us, man. Yeah, they were great, though, weren't they?
The dirty punk rock chicks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got to get Billy out of here.
I had every disease by the time I was 20, I think.
Really?
I got clabs, whatever that thing he takes over. A herpes, everything, all in one
chlamydia.
Night.
Chlamydia.
I couldn't believe it. I went, shit, anyway.
Speaking of that, Mike has a question. Mike?
Gonorrhea.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You might be the last question. Let's go.
I was just wondering if, after Billy being all those years being a rock star, if he had any, you know, health concerns, not really sexual, just in general.
No, I don't, actually. I'm very lucky.
Really?
Yeah,
he looks great.
That's cool, man.
I don't know how I...
Damn guy doesn't age.
I don't know.
All right, thanks guys. Billy, you rock.
You rock, too.
All right. Well, we got to get him to rehearsal.
Yeah.
Part of the whole MTV celebration tomorrow night.
It's very exciting to hear that all of you out there have had something wild happen to you to my music.
Hey, next time you're in New York,
that's all I wished for.
You got to come by and we'll do it upright. We'll get the girls and we'll have a party. All right?
Oh, okay, great.
I'm serious.
Isn't that amazing? All the things that Billy Idol's done and been through, he can make it to the 20th anniversary party for MTV. Mariah Carey. Gets a little tired, she says, and she's got to be hospitalized and miss the whole thing.
What a lightweight, huh?
Yes. Thank you very much. See, that's what I've been thinking.
Right.
Where's all these other people?
Look at you. You're there.
That's it. They can't take the glow of the television camera on them.
Right.
I can. I can stand there and say 45 and I haven't got a wrinkle I don't care about. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah, that's leave on an up note. Billy Idol, everyone.
All right, thank you very much. Hey, this is Billy Idol, and I'm wild, and I'm crazy, and I'm listening to Opie and Anthony.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Want to thank Billy Idol for stopping by. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, everyone's got a Billy Idol story.
Don't forget, Billy Idol will be playing the Electric Factory Friday in Philadelphia. Jim Norton in the studio. He almost got arrested.
Came close, huh?
Once again, I got to thank the guy, the cop from, I think it was Highway Patrol 4, he said he really,
well,
give me a break, he didn't have to.
Don't give too much information.
Well, that's what I said to say that. So Highway Patrol 4, that's okay.
Well, what happened?
I was just coming in, I figured, because I have Caroline at 7, I have an early thing with Chrissy and Maggie, so I'm like, all right, well, I'll just go stop in, say hello, and get a picture with Billy Idol, because he's a rock star, and I'm a nobody. So the officer stops me, I think I had like a no registration sticker on.
Oh, boy.
And there was a ticket years ago that I had, like, forgotten about. It was like a $35 ticket.
Uh-oh.
So, and they suspended it in New York. So, whatever I have to do to pay it.
Well, it's a lot more than $35 now.
I don't care. I'll pay it. It beats going to jail.
All right.
I'm a little guy, and I'm
seasoned veteran of jail.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to help us with Sex for Sam Friday?
Yes, as long as it's not going to get me in jail.
Right.
I'll help you. Yes. Yeah, I'll help you.
You're a little nervous about it?
Uh-huh.
You're going to be a spotter.
All right.
We got the couples. They're calling like crazy. We have Rob and Megan, I think. Hey, Rob.
Yo.
You and
Yo.
Megan. You guys want to do the Sex for Sam on Friday?
Hell yes.
We haven't talked about this in about an hour. You want to set it up real fast, Anthony?
Sex for Sam.
We get
Hold on. We're not doing it for you, Rob.
Now, you pipe down.
Play along. Yeah.
You pipe down for a minute, you. Pipe down with your shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Just pipe down. Sex for Sam. What we do is we get a bunch of couples. We give them a list of famous landmarks and places around Manhattan, New York City. And they have to have sex at those locations for points. The harder the location, the more the point value. And if they want to get an extra 2 points for each location, backdoor action. That's worth 2 additional points. And whoever gets the most points at the end of the predetermined time limit will win a trip for two to Boston Beer up there, Sam Adams up in Boston. How about that?
And Megan, you're totally into having sex all over the city on Friday?
Hell yeah.
All right, cool.
What are you two, boyfriend and girlfriend?
Friends with benefits.
What?
Friends with benefits.
Oh, okay.
Lots of benefits.
That means you guys could F anyone else, right?
Yeah.
What happened there? She goes, not necessarily. And then
whatever.
She called Rob an a-hole. Hey, what are you, Stone?
Who, me? I'm always.
Yeah. Are you hot there, Megan?
Oh, my God.
Megan doesn't sound like she's...
Yeah, Rob, did you force her into this?
No, you just got
to
get her
going. I wanted to talk to Billy Idol, but that's besides the point.
Bye.
We don't need that.
No, we got plenty of couples that are willing to do this.
We don't need babbling people and a girl that just wanted to talk to Billy Idol.
That's why we need 4 fun couples, you know?
Yeah. 4 or 5. They were annoying.
Okay, we got another clip from last year's Sex for Sam, just to give you a little taste of what's going to happen on Friday, Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Psycho Mark, who no longer works with us, unfortunately, because he decided that he really needed $2,000. Anyway.
I like Mark. He's got moxie.
Man, we like him, but he's stupid as all hell. Well, we got a clip of Psycho Mark. He was one of the spotters last year as he was following his couple around as they were having sex all over the city, okay?
Right.
With that.
Could this be true? Is Psycho Mark back on the line with his couple?
The anal couple with Psycho Mark. They're now known as the anal couple.
Yeah,
Anna.
The anal intruders.
Yes.
We're in a cab right now as I speak, driving down Broadway. All right, and she's right here. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
What's...
Take the phone back.
All right.
It looks like a wreck. It's in the hole.
We're listening to some lovely jazz music because we're driving down the street.
Describe the competition. Describe the scene, Mark.
Her head is perched through the small window. I'm sitting in the front seat. Her head is perched through the small window where you hand the man the money. And he's nailed her from...
All right. Don't describe it too much. But
is it good for the 2 extra points?
Yes, we definitely have 2 extra points.
Oh, my God.
Did go for anal.
All right, listen, can we talk to the taxi cab guy?
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Can you talk to my friend on the phone? He wants to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're breaking a law. You're not allowed to talk on a cell phone while driving a taxi cab.
No, I will not.
Are they having sex in the back seat of your car right now, sir?
No. They're all right so far.
What?
They're all right.
They're all right?
Uh-huh.
You're never going to get a word of English out of that.
No.
Are you... All right. Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying what you're seeing, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right,
bye.
There he is, guys.
All right. There they go, in the taxi cab.
Yes.
Opie, this is fabulous. The couple number one, Emilio and Cheryl, Psycho Mark's team, breaking the 100-point barrier.
Oh, my God, 100. They wound up getting 100 points. They were doing two-point conversions every stop.
Everywhere.
They finished with 225.
225 was their final score?
No, not 225, because that 224.
Wow. Amazing.
Is the Iron Sheik's manager still listening to the show?
I tried to get him on the phone. Whatever number he gave me is like some fax number, so he could have been full of it.
Oh, boy.
Well, we have a...
late-breaking development.
We got a scoop, Anthony, that you uncovered, right?
Yes.
Caroline's has been had.
That's what it seems.
You want to get Greg from Caroline's on the phone?
I tried already. His service was on, but...
What? They've been advertising that the Iron Sheik is doing comedy at Caroline's.
Remember him, WWF, the guy that used to come out and say, USA bad. He'd have the curly shoes during the Iran... Iraq war there, the Gulf War. He'd come out and Sergeant Slaughter would beat him up and stuff. Yeah, that guy.
Well, if you saw WrestleMania, this guy doesn't look like he could walk, let alone do some comedy.
Yeah.
And Anthony has uncovered an interesting little item about the Iron Sheik that's appearing at Caroline's here in New York.
Yes, this is being reported from onewrestling.com. A travesty of justice just occurred at the world-famous Caroline's Comedy Club in New York City. The host of Get in the Ring radio program attended the show. I guess there's a couple of guys that do a little wrestling, maybe even an internet radio show. I'm not sure what it is. But they went to go see the Iron Sheik perform comedy as reported on many websites. A man claiming to be the Iron Sheik at the stage, using a fake accent, delivering the worst comedic performance ever. He went on to claim that his whole Iron Sheik persona was a work, and he started talking like a regular New Yorker. The Phantom and Sir Adam, who were the two guys, I guess, confronted this fraud after the show, and the imposter still claimed to be the Sheik. After getting out of the club, the Phantom and Sir Adam called the real Iron Sheik at his home in Atlanta and told him what had just occurred. He will appear on their little show on Sunday and hopefully confront his imposter. So it seems that... This wasn't the Iron Sheik at all. Some guy is going around. Why would you claim to be the Iron Sheik to do comedy? Like, isn't that kind of...
I just want to know if Caroline's new.
Oh, we're getting a name on this guy? It is Jeff Norris. All right. Now it's all coming together.
Scott and Nadia.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
What's up? You guys want to do Sex for Sam 2 on Friday when Jim Cook's in the studio?
Why not?
Well, the last couple, they were a bunch of zeros. Are you guys going to have fun with this on Friday?
Why wait till Friday?
Oh. And you have no problem having sex all over the city for points?
All over the city.
And are you guys an item? Do you go out? You married? What's the deal?
We're at large.
You're at large.
Someone's got some commitment issues.
Scott, you have a girlfriend somewhere else?
Negative.
No.
Nadia, what do you mean by the commitment issues?
It's pending litigation. You probably don't want to get too far into it.
Ah, an ex-wife.
I have to kill you.
An ex-wife or an ex-husband?
Maybe both.
a little of both, maybe.
Well, they could be fun on Friday.
Hey, who cares? As long as they're effing. Scott and Nadia?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do we get extra points if I wear my Catholic school outfit?
Well, it'll be easy access. Just ask Norton. He knows.
Yeah, but we're all ready to go. I carry my own sheets, as you guys know.
All right. Well, hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. There's one of the couples that we might pick for Sex for Sam on Friday, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Jeff effing Norris.
Norris.
Gorilla Boy.
Hi, everybody. I got a report. I was supposed to be on that bill that night. What it is Rich Voss hasn't been selling many CDs. so he thought if he dresses up as an Arabian sheik, he might sell more. So Voss is the actual sheik.
Is that the case?
That's what it is, but what it's called the Iron Jew, not the Iron Sheik.
Why do you and Voss have such a problem with each other?
It's not a problem.
Well, wow, look at this. Insane coincidence. Rich Voss just happens to be here today.
Is he?
You know what? You know what's funny? Your MRI results came back. Not a funny bone in your body. All right?
Let me tell you, yesterday
when they were doing scams, you know what the biggest scam is? Do an Archie Bunker impression that stinks and call clubs and say you're a comic. That's a scam.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a scam. Trying to sell a CD worth of hack material.
Oh, yeah. I worked with him last night. It's painful. I had to take 8 Motrins. Okay, that's how much pain it was. It was unbelievable. The mic stand walked away.
Rich, I gotta ask you something.
If I recall, Rich, you only lasted on stage 15 minutes and you had to get off.
Yeah. And
you couldn't hold their attention.
Yeah. I gotta ask Rich something.
What?
Why are you out of breath? You only had to run 10 feet. I'm not even trying to make fun of you.
I'm all excited. You know, I was out
there. Because he's an out-of-shape piece of shit.
Wait, I'm getting static. First of all, I didn't know. I wasn't coming in to come in today. I just stopped by, and all of a sudden I hear out there, Norris is on the phone, okay?
Yeah.
So obviously you guys are trying to fill airtime, right? Okay? So then I hear my name, all right? And this hack is talking about me again, all right? You know what? You're lucky I didn't hurt you at the road show. You're lucky.
Did you take an extra Flintstone chewable vitamin today? Where are you getting your balls today?
What am I don't know. I'm in a good mood.
I dropped you like a toilet. I feel terrible touching you. I have more challenge from the 7-year-old kid I teach in judo.
Yeah, I'm sure you're teaching him in judo.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't get into the sex you do, pal.
How many students do you have to give candy to come see you?
Yeah.
Okay? Come here. You want to learn some judo? Yeah. Here's your judo. Flip this. You stink. And I wasn't even coming in here to trash you anymore.
Hold on. There's a bartender from Rascals on the line. Rick, what's up?
Fellas.
Hey.
Hey.
Voss, you cheap Jew bastard.
Oh. Nice.
I'm working Friday night. Yeah. I work 2 jobs to feed my family.
Yeah.
Voss, the big-time star,
yeah,
tips me with his CD of the material I've been hearing for 15 years.
He's stuck now, Voss. They put out a CD.
Voss, did you tip this guy with your CD?
No, I didn't order anything.
Yes, you did, Voss. And you know it's me because I pointed out Norris's picture over the bar.
I know it's you. I know it. You've been working here forever. You're the best soda jerk at Rascals. Anyhow, I was walking out. I go, here, do you want the CD? All right.
No, that is not what you said to me, you lying bastard.
It wasn't a tip.
Oh, okay, so you were stiffing me.
No.
Don't you wish you stayed home, Voss? You should have stayed home and done your laundry or brushed your tooth.
I should have stayed home.
All right.
Jeff, you know who I am, right?
I know who you are.
Put your picture up.
What's that?
I put Jeff's picture up over the bar.
I know. Why? Don't you only put working comics on that?
Which is why you're not there, Voss.
Yeah.
No. I'll be there Wednesday through Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Voss, now tell me if this is a lie. Last week, I think it was a Wednesday, some guy stood up during your show, told you you were the worst comic you ever saw, and walked out.
Okay, but wait. Did I tell? No, you had to see this. It was so funny. This guy stood up, and he watched the whole show. And it was a good show, okay? And he goes, you stink. He was really old. He goes, you're the worst comic I ever saw in my life. And he walked out. Big deal. What's the big deal? Oh, I can't please everybody.
Well, you know, I got to go pay my son's daycare bill tomorrow, and I'm going to give him a check and a Voss CD and see what they do.
Well, you know what?
Throw your kid out of school.
First of all, go back to school so you don't have to be a bartender in the back bar at Rascals.
I'm also an electrician, you hack comic. I've been there 16 years. Voss has never changed his act.
Oh, God.
See, Voss, I was just going to break your chops, but now you're making me be mean to you.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? It's attack, Voss. I just came by to say hi. Norris, I really don't have anything against you.
All right. Rick, thank you.
You got it.
And Gorilla Boy, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We got to go back to the Phantom.
Gorilla Boy.
I got him again, though.
Is this the Phantom?
Yes, this is the Phantom.
The guy that went down with your partner there, and you went to Caroline's to see the Iron Sheik.
I cut work for this. We heard the Iron Sheik was going to do comedy. We interviewed him in the past, and he was a blithering, you know, Iranian. So we thought it'd be funny to see him come out and say USA sucks. We didn't know if he knew how to say jokes or anything. We just thought it'd be funny. Right. The guy comes out, And we had to do a double take. We're just like, this guy looks like the Iron Sheik, but it can't be because he was speaking like an American. He said the whole thing was a gimmick, and everyone in the place thought it was the Iron Sheik, but it wasn't. We went up to him after. We confronted him. He ran away from us, and it was just a travesty.
Are you absolutely positive that the Iron Sheik wasn't just putting
Iron
on
Sheik's
that?
We have the Iron Sheik's home number from Atlanta because we've had him on the show a bunch of times, and we called him 10 minutes after we went up to this fake Sheik, and... Basically, he's the Iron Sheik. We had to explain ourselves 10 times to him. We're like, Sheik, Someone's making a fun of you or something like that. And the Sheik was like, huh?
Dude, you want to do your pals Opie and Anthony a huge favor?
Yeah.
Can we have the Iron Sheik's phone number?
Yeah, what the hell?
All right, hold on.
I'll hold on.
And we'll give you a plug for your show, man. When is it on?
It's on Sundays at noon. On 1240 a.m. WGBB and at www.wgbb.com on Sundays at noon. And you guys are welcome on our show. I don't know if you guys love wrestling, but, you know, we're rinky-dink compared to you.
No, we like the wrestling, man.
You love the wrestling?
Yeah, The Rock came back last night, finally.
I know. It was kind of like a letdown, though.
Hey, what do you know about Stephanie McMahon and the breast implants?
They have to be there. They have to be.
They have to be.
She's been on our show a bunch of times and said she would never get breast implants. And has also admitted to us that she feels like her boobs are a little saggy.
Yeah.
I have, you know, because I'm a loser, I tape all these Raws, and I got to use, like, sound clips and stuff like that. So I went back in the tapes maybe 2 months ago, and I got to say, you guys might be right.
You know what? Maybe it wasn't implants. Maybe she just had a lift. You know, because she's got a lot of real estate there. It's just going a little south, you know. Maybe she just had a little lift. Get those nippies a little north of the equator.
Everyone needs a little help sometimes.
Right.
And what do you know about her banging Triple H?
I got to say that I've heard a lot of rumors, and I've heard a lot of people say that they are.
Huh.
But, you know, I can't really confirm. I'm on the outside looking in like you guys, basically.
Yeah, right. I know.
I mean, but, you know, it kind of fits in a way.
All right. Hey, Phantom.
Yo.
We'll put you on hold. See if you can't get Rick that number.
Sure.
And that
hopefully
would be
he'll
great.
Be home. I don't know. The Sheik's a busy guy, but I'll give you the number.
All right,
guy.
Cool,
it looks like he can't even walk out of his
house.
Yeah,
you're right. We saw, actually, a funny story really quick. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was signing autographs at a copy store in Manhattan. And he had, like, this blazer on. It was kind of ripped. It was kind of sad to see him like that.
Oh.
And, but he was so happy to talk. He's always so happy to talk. So I'll give you the number. He's a good guy.
All right, cool. All right, hold on.
All right, man.
Thank you. Hold on. There goes the Phantom.
We get to the bottom of this.
Frank, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, man. Freaking that guy, what do you call it, the bartender?
Yeah, the bartender from Rascals?
Yeah, I saw Voss. This guy's funny than Voss ever was.
Oh, no.
Oh, Voss is leaving the studio.
He was hysterical.
When did you see me? Were you there last week?
Yeah, Voss was telling the bartender was telling jokes in the back room.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, everyone was going back there to have drinks.
You're lying. I killed there last week. I killed somebody.
Yeah, a couple of people did die listening to you.
Okay, that's real funny.
Here we go again. All right. Hey, thank you, Frank.
You got it.
Gosh, you're getting beaten up today.
Jack is saying you guys are kind of like moonlighting. Says Voss and Norris should just sleep with each other and get it over with. It's like that conflict that goes on, you know?
Yeah. I might get caught in his cummerbund.
Oh, white gorilla.
He is so big.
He'll kill you, man.
We should take a break, man.
All right.
A couple more stories we'll try to get to before we get out of here. Two more ladies kind of touched the wrong way at a upscale massage place.
Two more, huh?
A place that is advertised on our show. And some more Tyson stuff.
Okay.
And if you're not in the New York area, give us a call. 866-277-4-WOW.
Have you ever seen the people that listen to the show?
Obie and Anthony.
Toothless, drunken, white trash.
Hey, you guys are all...
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the O&A show in the studio. Rich Voss, Big Kev, Jim Norton. And you. Checking us out.
Ah.
So what's the deal with Mike Tyson?
Yeah, the past few days have just been phenomenal with Mike Tyson's story. There's stories of alleged rape. There's stories of maybe not a rape. Maybe it's just the way Mike makes love. Women going to the hospital, having to be stitched up.
Stitched up?
That's what I'm reading. I could be very large. And sometimes my lovemaking causes bleeding.
How can anyone not love Tyson?
I know.
So did he rape this girl?
Well, you know, the original report says that he's hanging out in, where was he, Phoenix?
Big Bear,
oh, Big Bear, California. Yeah, Big Bear, California. What a coincidence. At some cabin. And he had sex with some woman. And she says it was rape. Now, I think Mike might want to steer clear of that. As a matter of fact, he says, I'm not familiar with any of these alligators.
He didn't say alligators.
What did I say?
Allegations?
Oh, is that? That's completely different then. I'm not familiar with any of these allegations.
Allegations.
Alligators.
You want to spell allegations?
Q-H-P-M. Crocker Gator. I'm not familiar with any of these allergies.
Yeah, he says he doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. And then people come into his defense. Mike Tyson does these terrible things because he believes any woman who just talks to him is trying to take advantage. He would say to me, they're only interested in my money or my name or to bleed from my junk.
Well, look at the next quote. So he thinks he has a right to treat women like trash. You know, sort of, I paid you with my name. This is what you have to do with me.
Mm-hmm. Tyson was married to, of course, Robin Givens. Punched her around a little bit. And now it seems, though, the latest story, that maybe this wasn't a rape.
I was just out at the cabin trying to work out. And I went out into the woods and walked around. And when I came back, people from the Discovery Channel was pouring plaster of Paris in my footprints. Why would they do that? I don't know about these alligators.
Allegations.
Crocodiles?
No, allegations.
Alligators. Why would I be talking about big reptiles? Alligators.
Now it says this woman was talking to a cashier friend of hers at Kmart, and said he was nice. He was a nice person. She said his kisses were really nice and very affectionate.
Very affectionate. He has a soft voice and everything.
And she liked to be fondled. Said that was nice. It's just that when it came down to making love, it was quite painful.
Well, you see how I do it. I get real close. I use my forearms to hold on to her hips, and I sink my teeth into the back of her neck. And we will mate like this for all day. And I may have multiple partners. And if somebody else in the pride challenges me, I must chase him away.
Well, the guy punches his pet tigers in the ballies. Yeah. Of course sex with this guy is going to be painful. What does Jackie have to say? Jackie!
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to tell you, like, why do these women go with him? If you know he's a rapist, why would you go? Like, would you go out with a serial killer if you knew he was a serial killer?
Any woman who goes and is alone with Mike Tyson, I'm not going to say she's asking to be raped, but well, you got to expect something might happen.
Exactly. You're not going to go there and hold his hand and watch TV. He's going to want more.
Would you yell at a falcon for flying? Would you try to arrest a trout for swimming upstream? Or is that a salmon? Or an alligator?
Mike Tyson, Ying Yang Party. Now I'm going to rape your ass.
Dan, what's up?
Mike Tyson is twice as funny through the megaphone.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Oh,
we forgot the megaphone.
You forgot the megaphone.
What happened?
All right, hold on.
Hold on.
Find your megaphone, Mike.
And here we go. Now I'm back again. Stupid twat.
Wait a minute. Oh, this is a good part of the story, too. The woman talking to the cashier. The cashier was still giggling when she drew a picture meant to represent Tyson's genitalia. The cashier told her the lovemaking caused her to bleed.
That's what happens when you hop on the Mike Pogo stick. You're going to get hurt. I call that... You are working my heavy bag. Ratata, ratata, ratata. I'll be slapping that thing. You can't yell at let's say, a boa constrictor for eating a rat, could you? So why yell at Mike Tyson for raping chicks? They know what they in for. Alligator.
Allegedly.
Alleged crocodile.
Allegedly.
Alligator. Allegedly. Allegheny.
Martin, what's going on?
Everybody loves me. How you doing? Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat some worms. I'm very sad. No girls really love Mike Tyson. And oh, I need love. I need love. Please love Mike Tyson, or I'm going to rip your vulva out.
Mike.
What, Martin?
Can Mike Tyson stay out of trouble for one day?
Martin.
What's up?
All right, get her. Devin, what's up?
How you doing?
Good.
You should use the Bobby Knight line. When rape is inevitable, you might as well lie back and enjoy it.
Was that Bobby Knight?
Yeah, Bobby Knight did say that.
I believe that was Uncle Webby. He used to be a weatherman here in New York City. How do Mike know that? I take the Zoloft to keep from raping y'all. That's right. The new commercial for the Zoloft. Zoloft fights depression, anxiety, and keeps Mike Tyson from raping y'all. Because if I stop the Zoloft, I'll rape a man. I don't care. It's all pink on the inside.
So this is all alleged, and it's not looking like it's a...
Alligator.
It's an allegation. So they're starting to say she's full of ass, or what? Yeah, well, because her cashier friend says that it was some lovemaking. But then all of a sudden she changes her story because she got in an argument with in the parking lot, and she was all embarrassed, and she had to go to the hospital and get some stitches.
Stitches?
Who the man, right? How many of you sorry sons of bitches have to send girls to the hospital to be stitched up afterwards? You should see that thing. Ooh, baby's arm clutching an apple. I'll just rip out your insides with this thing. Ooh. What? I didn't say that.
All right, well, that's the latest on Mr. Tyson.
Yeah, poor Mike. Once again, he's just always in trouble.
And any girl that's with him is you know, bound to get...
Money,
yeah. Bound to get money. She's got to take the abuse.
What do you think he's
paying? Bow your heads. Okay, Dave. I'll make sure all the humans stay here. I'm afraid of the water. I don't like chasing. I don't like running through the water. Hey, look, it's Dirk Diggler.
What? Is this true about the girl? Fred.
Yeah, did you guys notice she was 50 years old?
Yeah.
She was 50?
Yeah. Yeah. Read the article.
Yeah.
Read the article, thank you.
I like the old broad.
All right, Fred. She was 50.
Yes.
Ugh. Ugh. Awful. She was 50, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at us all reaching for our papers. It's so pathetic.
I like the grandmas. They break easy.
Turned out the cashier, who's about 50, was indeed serious. And as they got to talking, it became clear to Jones that the cashier was quite taken with the former heavyweight champ who was convicted of raping a beauty queen 9 years ago.
She kept saying, "You got the benefit." I like that. I like the 50-year-olds because all I got, the first thing I do, I rip off their life call pendant so they can't call the police or the fire department when I bash their effing face in. But they do have to watch out for osteoporosis.
Wow, that's a big word for you, Mike.
And I'll spell it M-P-H-T-R.
No.
Osteoporosis.
Not even close.
Osteoporosily. What? C? I was spelling something. C.
C?
That spells alligator. No? I'll go back to school.
All right. Joe, what's going on today?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I learned that everyone has given Billy Idol oral.
Oh, yeah.
He starred in The Wizard of Oz, and Steve collects porn like Norton collects STDs.
Very good.
Game party, stinky! Yeah.
Very good.
Nice.
Thank you, Joe.
Later.
All right, bye. Let's go to Philly and see what they have today. Sean, what's going on?
I learned today that every time I hear Yin Yang Party, I still want to kill myself. And when I hear Mike Tyson say it, it scares me, like two midgets saying it.
Yin Yang Party. Very good. Thank you, Sean.
See ya.
All right, bye. Sandy Kane wants to do her song, Anthony.
She has an Opie and Anthony song.
She could play us out of here today, I think.
Great.
Do we have her music bed? Yeah, there it is. Take that. Sandy Kane.
She's an old broad, right? I like the old broads. Hey, when her uterus falls out, I'm going to use it as a speed bag. Just think of the fun it would be punching her falled out uterus.
Talking about me.
Sandy, get on that mic.
No, I was talking about...
You got a song you want to...
Yes, I wrote it just for you guys.
You guys...
I was talking about Robin Bird the other. Do you know Robin Bird?
Yeah, we know Robin Bird.
Because I was doing my own show, which, by the way, airs on Manhattan Neighborhood Network tomorrow night, 11 o'clock on Channel 56.
What's it called? Growth?
It's called the Sandy Kane Blue Comedy Show.
How many people could check out that show?
Well, at least three.
It's the only TV show that uses a bandwidth. You
no,
turn it
I
on, too many people turn
no,
it on,
I have
it goes
a lot
out
of fans, guys, especially now that I have you guys on.
Anyway.
I talk about you guys a lot. And I just wonder how big your genitalia is.
Okay.
Hello. I'm falling asleep out there.
Anyway.
All right. Why don't
luckily,
you,
I got dildo here.
Why don't you sing your song?
I really feel like I bombed today.
You weren't that good.
I know. How come?
Don't worry about it.
I guess my hemorrhoid's getting tired.
I need a new growth. You and Rich Boss.
I'm gonna check my body out for another growth. There's gotta be something else.
That was too easy though. Come on.
Let's clear the air. Have you guys ever seen me fail? No.
I like Rich Boss. You make me laugh every time I see you, and that is the truth. But that was too easy though.
I mind it.
So nobody's perfect, but
all right, listen, we don't have much time left.
Opie,
so if you're
gonna hear this song.
All right, this song is about.
I had a wet dream about you guys.
Get ready to throw stuff at Sandy Kane.
What's happening? I mean, it's
all right,
truth.
Here's the music. Shut up.
All right,
get ready to sing. Here you go.
It's a dry dream. Okay. Can you make it a little louder?
Guys, I love you so. I show you my hemorrhoid every time I do your show. Oh, Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony. Guys, I love you so. I show you my twat so every time I do your show.
Oh my God.
Opie and Anthony.
Opie just screamed her in the midsection with a card.
Oh, Pianist,
dumping the garbage pail on her head.
Keith and Steve. Guys, I love you so. I show you my hemorrhoid every time I do the show.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm wearing a new perfume. Want to smell it? I can hear the music. Man, these guys are into S&M. Man.
Pop that card out and lob it in her head. Julia music. Look at her eyes are shut. She's all, yeah,
Rick
please.
Rick Delgado too, and Stinky Ben and ooh.
In the words of Rich Voss, that stinks.
I'm telling you, you should go on tour with Norris. I've never been in a has-been.
I can hear the music, man.
The music has broke.
I just want to congratulate you guys. You're all over Times Square. There used to be hookers, and now there's Opie and Anthony. And all I got to say is, wow.
Trash basket.
And I would like to come on Whip It Out Wednesday and whip my things out.
Oh,
can I say things?
All right, we got to go. I dumped the whole garbage pail on her head.
Yeah, the whole garbage pail.
Look at her wig, there's coffee in it and everything.
And she's still singing.
Keep it up. Anyway, I'm on tomorrow night. There's coffee.
Also, there's a crap in that garbage pail, and it's all on her head.
I want to say hello to Anthony Riddle. He's very well hung. He's the executive director of the Neighborhood Garbage. What a garbage.
We got to go, Anthony.
Yes.
Thank you, Sandy Kane, for bringing this show to a halt once again.
This is mad.
Tomorrow's Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, Anthony.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. Thank you, everyone.
Opie.
I'm the sweetheart.
And Anthony.
That's the a-hole over there.
You see, sucking F, cool jack-off ass F.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hi, Anthony. We're just down in New York.
Hey, New York. What's up, man?
Thanks for checking us out today, guys. We appreciate it. We got a couple pairs of tickets to see Power Man 5000.
Rock.
With special guests Saliva, Machine Head, and Stereo Mud at the Hammerstein Ballroom on Tuesday, September 18th.
Yeah.
Before you can buy them, tickets will be on sale through Ticketmaster, okay?
Mm.
Or the Hammerstein Ballroom box office. But we got a couple pairs right now to some random callers at 877-692-1027. Anthony, Sam Adams.
Yes.
Can't wait to do Sex for Sam 2 on Friday when Jim Cook's in the studio.
Yeah, Jim Cook coming in, and he will bring Sam Adams with him. Some Sam Adams lager, summer ale, and then, of course, all those specialty beers that he brings with him, Opie. And I can't wait because I am a huge fan of Sam Adams. Not the Patriot. I don't even know what the hell he did. The beer, though, fan-effing-tastic. I don't care if he called it George Washington beer. Wouldn't bother me. What did Sam Adams do? Do you know? What did he do, Stinky?
I think he signed a document.
He got drunk on Sam Adams beer. And as he's drinking, he goes, what a coincidence, my name's on this beer.
I think he was a brewmaster.
Was he a brewmaster? He was a patriot.
A patriot.
I think he helped draft the Declaration of Independence.
Was he a signee?
Yes, he was.
Yes. Very good.
But you couldn't tell he signed it. He, as a gag, wrote John Hancock really big in the middle of the page. Because he was so drunk on Sam Adams.
Man. You think that guy had an ego or what?
John Hancock, sign around me, boys. What a tool, man. John Hancock. Sam Adams. Look, we all got to squeeze our name around John.
John, you didn't leave any room for our Hancocks.
F yourself. I'm John Hancock.
That's pretty funny, man.
It really is. What a tool. They had to be pissed at him.
It's like, oh, you guys want to sign this too?
Oh, there's plenty of room left.
It's kind of like the person, in the office that signs the birthday card, and he takes up all the room.
Takes up all the room.
Hey, Dick, we got like 30 other people that are going to sign this thing.
Get well soon. John Hancock. Oh, Sam Adams, yes. We love it. You will, too. Trade up for Sam Adams for all your important local or social events. Just go out and get Sam Adams.